90 seconds.
Test, test, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. Check, check, check. Testing, 1, 2, 3, 4.
45. From Maimonides Park on Coney Island, you're watching Brooklyn Cyclones baseball on SNY. Tonight's matchup, the Aberdeen Ironbirds, the High A affiliate of the Baltimore Orioles, travel to Coney Island to take on the Brooklyn Cyclones, the High A affiliate of the New York Mets. Alongside Johnny Gadamowicz, I'm Justin Rock with you here live from Maimonides Park as Brooklyn and Aberdeen get ready to play game 3 of this 6-game series. And we have a very special guest on hand here tonight in Brooklyn, Edwin Diaz, the 2-time All-Star 2022 National League Reliever of the Year. In attendance tonight, Johnny expected to pitch an inning in relief as part of a Major League rehab assignment, a big step for him as he tries to make his way back to the Mets bullpen.
Yeah, this is a man who really needs little introduction when you think about it. Diaz, not only an NL Reliever of the Year, but an AL Reliever of the Year as well. Youngest player in Major League history to have a 50-save season. And obviously the added benefit, Justin, anytime you have a big leaguer in the house, Diaz, the fifth of the season for the Cyclones, all these minor leaguers get a chance to pick their brain and learn from one of the best to do it at the highest level.
Speaking of big leaguers, how about Francisco Alvarez? He had been in town the last 2 days on a Major League rehab assignment, expected to join AAA Syracuse, who's up in St. Paul, Minnesota right now. But Alvarez started his rehab assignment on Tuesday night, and what happens in his first game back with Brooklyn since 2021? A combined no-hitter, the first 9-inning no-hitter in Brooklyn at Cyclones history. Dakota Hawkins alongside Joey Lancelotti and Joshua Cornelli combining on the no-no. What a job done on Tuesday, and what a week so far here on Coney Island.
It was a real special event, to say the least. How about Dakota Hawkins, the gentleman who started that game, making just his second career start? This is someone who was exclusively a reliever prior to very recently, and for Hawkins, he combined that with Lancelotti and Joshua Cornelli, who picked up a 3-inning save. He's got 6 saves on the season. That leads the South Atlantic League. And of course, Justin, no no-hitter can happen without a couple of web gems. And how about the Cyclones' all-time hits and home run leader in Stanley Consuegra making a pair of really nice plays out and right to preserve that no-no?
Always need a couple of great defensive plays in a no-hitter. And speaking of starting pitching, Felipe De La Cruz on the mound for Brooklyn tonight. First start since May the 25th, when he struck out 13 batters, one shy of the Cyclones' single-game record. Felipe trying to follow that up here today. A great pitching matchup against Edgar Bortez of Aberdeen, but Felipe, the only lefty in the Cyclones' starting rotation, trying to continue throwing that gas tonight.
6 shutout, 2-hit innings for Mr. De La Cruz. Last time out, he became the first Cyclone to punch 13 in a game since a name that should sound pretty familiar to Mets fans, Rob Gieselman. And as you might expect, he was named the South Atlantic League Pitcher of the Week for that 13 strikeout performance. And this is someone really who, ever since he came up to Brooklyn at the tail end of the 2023 season, sub-3 ERA in his 3 starts with the Cyclones a season ago, he's been cooking with gas and seemingly taking strides with each and every start.
Felipe going to pitch with a heavy heart tonight as this is his first start back since a death in his family. That's why he didn't start last week for the Cyclones on the road against Jersey Shore. But speaking of starters, with that, let's step aside for a second and take a look at tonight's starting lineups. First for the Aberdeen Ironbirds, put together by their manager, Felipe Rojas Jr. Leading off is the Orioles' first-round pick from last year, Enrique Bradfield Jr. Tavian Josenberger bats second. He will play second base here today. Mac Horvath, the third baseman, Orioles second-round pick last year out of North Carolina, bats third and will play third. Matthew Etzel among the league leaders in hits, stolen bases, and batting average, cleans up and plays center. Creed Willems among the league leaders in home runs, bats fifth and will catch. Carter Young is the shortstop in the sixth slot tonight, switch hitter. Douglas Hodo, the third, bats seventh. He is in right with Maxwell Costas batting eighth at first, and Randy Florentino batting ninth as the designated hitter. Edgar Portes on the mound for Aberdeen this evening, and let's take a look at the Brooklyn lineup he will face tonight, put together by their manager, Gilbert Gomez. As you see, King Henry down on the field, getting ready for our play ball action tonight. Play ball! You're right there, time to play ball here on Coney Island. But Stanley Consuegra leading off in right field tonight for Brooklyn. Jeffrey De Los Santos bats second and will play third. Nick Morabito, the three-hole hitter at center field. Nick LaRusso homered twice the last time we were on SNY. He'll clean up in DH. Junior Tillian bats fifth at second base. Wilfredo Lara, shortstop, hit sixth. Chris Suero, the native of the Bronx, bats seventh at first base. Christian Pregent catches and hits eighth, with Karell Paz, the left fielder tonight, batting ninth for Brooklyn. So just about ready for first pitch on this Thursday evening, and hard to ask for anything better. Just a beautiful night for baseball here on Coney Island. Right now, here in Brooklyn, 77 degrees, not much wind to speak of. American flag out in center, blowing out towards the left field line. As you look at the numbers for Felipe De La Cruz so far in 2024, making his 10th start, 3-4, a 2.68 ERA, that's sixth in the league among pitchers with 40 or more innings, 36 hits, 16 walks, 50 strikeouts for the southpaw out of Yamasa in the Dominican Republic. Enrique Bradfield Jr., the Orioles' number 5 prospect, will lead things off, and our first pitch of the night is outside, 1-0. Big Coney Island music blaring in. Welcome to Coney Island, folks. Music playing as that first pitch came across. Now the 1-0. And Bradfield takes a strike, 1-1. Our umpire and crew tonight got introduced to Connor Kroll pretty quickly. Native of South Jersey, Jamal Allen on the bases tonight. As the 1-1 tap back towards the mound. Fielded by De La Cruz, spins, throws to first in time. And the leadoff man retired in the top of the first.
Yeah, De La Cruz, the southpaw, had to twirl all the way around before he let that baseball go, but rather cool, calm, and collected. Made it look easy.
Brings up Tavian Josenberger. With that, let's look as well at Brooklyn defensively tonight. Left to right of the outfield, Karell Paz, Nick Morabito, and Stanley Consuegra. First pitch, the righty batter, a line drive right at the second baseman, Tillian, who makes the grab. Two quick outs for De La Cruz.
Well, you saw off the top of the broadcast, De La Cruz has 50 strikeouts in 40 innings and change. Needless to say, he pounds the zone, so these Aberdeen hitters are going to attack early in the count if they see pitches that they like, and De La Cruz is going to give them quite a few.
Here comes Matt Horvath. Drove in a run last night. Had a couple of base hits. Takes outside, 1-0. Third to first around the infield. Jeffrey De Los Santos, Wilfredo Lara, the aforementioned Tillian, and Chris Suero. This chop to short. Play there made by Lara. Throw to first, and how about that? Welcome back to the rotation, Felipe De La Cruz. Three up, three down on six pitches. We're through a half an inning. It's Aberdeen nothing. Here come the Brooklyn Cyclones. You're watching Brooklyn Cyclones baseball on SNY.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday Night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now and secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
Back here on SNY alongside Johnny Gadamowicz, I'm Justin Rock. Edgar Portes on the mound for Aberdeen tonight. Stanley Consuegra to lead things off. And our first pitch, the home first inning, is a breaking ball strike. And the count 0-1. Consuegra, red hot as of late for Brooklyn. And the pitch to Stanley, fouled back towards up. You ready for it, Johnny? No, just a little bit short.
That was close.
I was going to say, that was about 5 inches away from the booth, a couple of inches short. The count 0-2 on Consuegra. Portes fires high. A ball and two strikes. Portes, the righty, 6'2", 165 pounds, 21 years old, from Santo Domingo in the Dominican. You see the numbers for Stanley, 217 average, 7 homers, as he swings and misses at a breaking ball, strike 3. Held on to by Willems. So Portes starts the night with a strikeout. One out in the first for Jeffrey De Los Santos. Take a look at Aberdeen defensively tonight. Left to right of the outfield, Enrique Bradfield Jr., Matthew Etzel, and Douglas Hodo the third. Third to first around the infield, Matt Horvath, Carter Young, Tavian Josenberger, and Maxwell Costas, with Creed Willems, the catcher, behind the plate. First pitch to Jeffrey De Los Santos popped up. Shallow center, shortstop Young calling for it, backpedaling. And with Etzel behind him, makes the catch, two down.
And he made that look rather routine, backpedaling the entire way, but Young, a nifty fielder, saw it all the way through.
So bases empty, two out. Brooklyn had a six-pitch top of the inning. Portes, 5 pitches for two outs in the home half. Morabito, 2-for-5 last night. And the first pitch to the righty batter, hit on the ground, is short. A high hop for Young, tries to gather, throws high to first. Ricochets off the railing and back to Costas. Nick Morabito safe at first base. And Brooklyn has the game's first base runner. See how that one is scored. It'll be an error on Young. That allows Morabito to reach.
Yeah, maybe I spoke too soon on Young's defensive prowess.
I spoke too soon on potential back-to-back six-pitch innings. Good to know the announcer's jinx makes its way to the TV side of things as well. Brings up Nick LaRusso, and he takes inside. A fastball, 1-0. LaRusso, 0-for-3 yesterday, walked and stole a base, hitting at .267. Tied for the team lead, 7 homers, 27 RBIs. A long pause from Edgar. The 0-1. And that pitch up and in. 2 balls and no strikes. The number is for Portes so far this year, making his 11th appearance and 5th start. It's been outstanding for Aberdeen, a 3-0 record, a 2.04 ERA. 2-0 to Nick. Hit on the ground at third. Fielded by Horvath. Will toss overhand to second for the force. And the side is retired. So Brooklyn gets a base runner on an error but can't do anything with it. We are through one on SNY, scoreless from Maimonides Park.
Radiology department.
I am the patient relations supervisor.
Materials management department. I do what I do because I love it.
I love primary care. I love helping patients.
I love helping people.
What does Maimonides mean to the people of Brooklyn?
Maimonides means pride.
Maimonides means family.
The staff is family.
It's a great place to work.
This is my family.
My calling.
My mission.
My people.
My home.
My choice.
Maimonides.
Calling all hot dog lovers, come join us at Maimonides Park on Wednesday, July 3rd, when the Cyclones will suit up as the Coney Island Franks. Just one day before the annual Nathan's Famous hot dog eating contest, the first 1,500 fans to enter the ballpark will receive a Joey Chestnut bobblehead giveaway. There are also special guaranteed ticket offers to ensure you'll get to take home a bobblehead of the hot dog king of Coney Island. For tickets and more info, make sure to log on to BrooklynCyclones.com.
Back here on Coney Island, Justin Rock and Johnny Gadamowitz with you on SNY, Cyclones and Ironbirds. Third game of this six-game series. First pitch of the inning from Felipe De La Cruz to Matthew Etzel, taken high 1-0. We are joined now by a very special guest, Dr. Edward Chapnick, the interim chair of the Department of Medicine at Maimonides Health. As Etzel swings and misses, it's a ball and a strike. Dr. Chapnick, welcome here to Coney Island. How's everything going for you so
Thank
far
you.
Today?
It's great to be here and great to see the Maimonides name right on the field.
It is fantastic. So proud to have Maimonides a part of our experience on Coney Island as Matthew Etzel trying to make sure Dr. Chapnick is busy here on Coney Island tonight as the bat goes flying. Everybody all right, though. You don't have to go downstairs, Doc.
Good thing there's netting down there.
Absolutely. Everyone complained about the netting when it first started, but it has done a lot more good than bad. Matthew Etzel has learned his lesson. He's going back to grab some more pine tar to help his grip. But Dr. Chapnick, you're here today, Pride Night here on Coney Island at the ballpark. And one of the things I know you're very excited about and looking forward to talking about is the Maimonides Life Forward program, particularly in relation to Brooklyn patients with HIV and AIDS, as Etzel swings and misses for the first out of the inning.
Yes, that's correct, and I think it's a good indicator of the range of programs we have. The Life Forward program is for people with HIV. We also have a well-developed LGBTQIA+ program to support the patients in that community. And again, this is just an indicator, a couple of the many programs that we have.
Creed Willems swings and misses, and the count 0-1. What is the Maimonides LGBTQIA+ mental health services program, which is so important? Mental health services been talked about a lot over the last couple years after the COVID pandemic, but so important for so many groups of people. Why is it so important to have one for the LGBTQIA+ community?
Well, it's important. Really, the programs we have are important for all the communities that we care for. That clearly on Pride Night is especially important. But we have programs directly addressing virtually all of the communities that we serve, and this is an extremely important one.
It absolutely is. 2-1 the count on Creed Willems. The lefty fires and a swing and a miss. Good fastball. And Willems down on strikes for the second out of the second inning alongside Dr. Edward Chapnick, the interim chair of the Department of Medicine at Maimonides Health, talking about some of the great programs Maimonides is offering throughout the neighborhoods here in Brooklyn. You've been working for Maimonides for a long time. What's been your favorite part about working at Maimonides and giving back to the community using your skills?
I think the most important thing for me is that we're able to provide top-level care on a par with the care provided anywhere in New York State or even in the country in terms of our patient outcomes to multiple different communities who really need that care and wouldn't have access to it otherwise. And we provide a quality of care that is on a par and in some ways better with any place on that island across the river. I think they call it Manhattan. So our Brooklynites don't have to leave the borough to really get the best in medical care.
Count 2-2 now on Carter Young as the pitch misses outside. There's a reason why Brooklyn is second to none. And always special to have Maimonides as part of our community as the 2-2 from De La Cruz. A swing and a foul tip. Carter Young strikes out. And what an inning from Felipe De La Cruz. 1-2-3 go the Ironbirds. Dr. Chapnick, anything else the fans should know before you depart here and enjoy the rest of the ball game here on Coney Island?
Just what I said. The best care anywhere can be had at Maimonides.
Well, you can see Dr. Edward Chapnick and the entire crew at Maimonides. Dr. Edward Chapnick, the interim chair of the Department of Medicine at Maimonides Health, thank you so much for stopping by tonight. Enjoy the rest of the game with your colleagues, and we look forward to having you back here at Maimonides Park on Coney Island whenever you want.
I hope so. Thanks for having me.
Our absolute pleasure. Thank you so much to Dr. Edward Chapnick. We headed to the bottom of the second, no score on SNY.
From the day's first pitch to the night's final out, MLB Network sets the stage for fans every day.
So it'll be interesting to watch what happens here.
All season long, see the players who are making a statement.
Hey, let's check out the board, folks.
With live games every week.
Inside the park we go.
Cutting-edge baseball chatter, plus highlights, analysis, and live look-ins on MLB Tonight. MLB Network, the game is the star.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Back here on Coney Island, Justin Rock alongside Johnny Gadamowicz. Happy to have you with us on this Thursday night. So great to have Dr. Edward Chapnick on with us in the top of the inning. 1-2 the count on Junior Tillian. Edgar Portes back to work, and Tillian strikes out on the slider down and away. And the leadoff man retired in the bottom half of the second.
Well, this has been billed as a pitching matchup through and through. And so far, Justin, it has lived up to that. Felipe De La Cruz has faced the minimum six batters through two. And Edgar Portes just one off the minimum. Both of these guys appear to be on their A game tonight.
Brings up Wilfredo Lara, 20-year-old infielder, been red hot as of late for Brooklyn. And he takes a called strike 0-1. Lara did not play in yesterday's matinee. But hitting at 206 now on the year. Two homers, 14 RBIs, hitting 286 in his last 14 games. The righty deals, and Lara, ground ball back up the middle and through into center field, a base hit. There's the first hit of the night for either side. So the Cyclones, one on and one out. Lara extends his on-base streak to a season-high tying 9. And that'll bring up the native of the Bronx, Chris Suero.
Yeah, Lara had the day off yesterday, so with the way he's been swinging it as of recently, you knew he was raring to go, particularly after the off day and getting things started with a bang.
So one on, one out for Suero. And the first pitch to the righty batter, a knee-high strike going 1. Suero did not play yesterday either, hitting .185 his first 20 games with Brooklyn. 12 for 65, a homer, 7 batted in. The 0-1 in the dirt. Nice backhand pick by Willems. Evens up at a ball and a strike. Suero joined Brooklyn from single-A St. Lucie back on the 6th of May. Grew up in the University section of the Bronx. Still calls that neighborhood home. The 1-1. Tapper up the third baseline. 1-2. But Suero started his high school career at All Hallows High School on East 164th Street, but moved to the Dominican Republic before he turned 16 years old to get scouted and signed. And the Mets inked him to an international free agent deal. A 1-2. Swing and a miss. Pulled the string on the off speed. Another strikeout for Portes. That's his third, and there's two out of the second.
And he's done a real nice job mixing up his locations, different spots, keeping these Cyclones bats on their toes, and Suero, the latest victim there.
Brings up Christian Pregent with one on and two out. Pregent, first game in the series for Brooklyn. He's 2 for 3, his last time out on Sunday. And he takes an EI strike, 0-1. On base four times in that game, a couple of singles and a couple of walks. Hitting .164, 9 for 55. No homers, 3 RBIs. No score here in the second inning. The 0-1. And Pregent in the air down the line and right. And off towards the first base concourse, it is 0-2. Morel Paz and the bottom of the Cyclones lineup due up next. Sun still shining. The 0-2 and a fastball inside from Portes. One ball and two strikes on Pregent. Well, Brooklyn won the opening game of this series on Tuesday night. A 3-0 victory, the first 9-inning no-hitter in franchise history. Throw back to first. And Lara dives in safely. That no-hitter on Tuesday. The first no-hitter thrown in the borough of Brooklyn since 1956. You have to go back to Sal Magley of the Brooklyn Dodgers against the Philadelphia Phillies September 25th, 1956. As Pregent rips the slider into center, but right at Etzel, who makes the catch to end the inning. So Brooklyn picks up the game's first hit, but can't do anything with it. We are through two here on a sun-drenched Coney Island night. It is scoreless between Brooklyn and Aberdeen on SNY.
Calling all witches, wizards, and muggles on Coney Island. This Saturday, July 27th, it's Harry Potter night with the Cyclones. Prepare to step into a world where the magic of baseball meets the enchantment of Harry Potter. Show your house pride and be one of the first 1,500 fans through the gates and receive an exclusive jersey representing Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin. Elevate your experience with our Baseball You Can Drink package for just $65 and receive a special Cyclones Hogwarts Stein, perfect for toasting to a victory. Or guarantee your Harry Potter jersey with the $32 package, ensuring you won't miss out on this magical night. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX to secure your tickets now. Have your wands at the ready, because amazing starts here.
On Thursday, July 25th, we'll turn the Coney Isle into the Emerald Isle at Maimonides Park as we celebrate Irish Night. As part of the festivities, the first 1,000 fans will take home an Irish-themed Cyclones cap. You can also take advantage of our exclusive ticket package that includes a Kelly Green Cyclones Irish jersey giveaway, with sizes spanning from small to XXL on a first-come, first-serve basis. For more info, visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
go to the top of the third here from Brooklyn. Bottom third of the lineup due up for Aberdeen. Eight straight scoreless innings for Felipe De La Cruz. And as we head to the third, here's Johnny Gadamowicz to take over the play-by-play.
And the first pitch bangs off the second base pillow and into center field for a single off the barrel of Douglas Hodo. First hit of the night for the Aberdeen Ironbirds. And it comes rather quickly in the third. Hodo barreled it up nicely. No play for the Brooklyn infield to make. And the Ironbirds have their first base runner in this scoreless tie.
Yeah, clearly the approach has been attack early. 21 pitches for De La Cruz through the first seven hitters faced.
Now he gets Maxwell Costas for the first time tonight. First pitch from the southpaw, breaking ball low. Runner goes and is safe. Hodo got a great jump on that baseball. Aberdeen loves to steal bases. This is a squad that entered play today with 147 swiped bags. Tops not in just high A, but all of the minor leagues. Chopper on the ground, third baseway in foul. It's 1-1. An 81% success rate. When the Ironbirds get on base, they like to go. And you can be sure this Brooklyn pitching staff, and more specifically Felipe De La Cruz on the mound now, has that in mind.
And it's also been an area defensively where Brooklyn has struggled this year controlling the running game.
1-1 to Costas on appeal did not go, says the base umpire Jamal Allen. Appreciate you spending some time with us on this Thursday evening. Boy, what a week it has been for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Long stare, runner bluffs, and the breaking ball strike, it's 2-2. This series got underway. First nine-inning no-hitter in Cyclones history. It was a combined one back on Tuesday night. The trio of Dakota Hawkins, Joey Lancelotti, and then Joshua Cornelli slamming the door shut. 2-2, stung well to center. Morabito moving backwards, makes the play. Runner tags to third. And Hodo 90 feet from scoring with one away. But what a sight it was on Tuesday to watch those three soak in all their glory, well deserved. If that wasn't enough, Francisco Alvarez caught the whole thing. Normally you get a big leaguer in a rehab stint, you think, okay, maybe not all nine innings, just an at-bat or two, but not the case on Tuesday for Alvarez. Late time called. De La Cruz was ready to uncork that pitch, but instead a pitch clock violation issued against the southpaw, and it's 1-0. Randy Florentino now with a runner on third and one away, no score. Infield does come in, play is to home. First pitch hit on the ground, shortstop Laura in, throw home, not in time, and Aberdeen strikes first. No chance for Pregent to apply the tag. And the Ironbirds seize the early 1-0 lead as Florentino aboard safely at first.
Yeah, that ball hit to the left of Lara just a tad, and the throw sailed a bit up and towards the first base side of home. And Pregent just really no real opportunity to try and make the swipe tag on Hodo sliding by.
First pitch as we go back to the top to Enrique Bradfield, a breaking ball for a strike. Nothing and one. So Alvarez departs, and Edwin Diaz ushered in, expected to throw one inning tonight in relief work. 0-1, Bradfield takes a strike on the outer edge. It is nothing and two. Enrique, the highest-rated prospect this Aberdeen squad has to offer right now, and if you know anything about the Orioles farm system, you know that they are no stranger to producing top talent over the course of the past couple of years. 0-2, nubbed foul. Count will stay right there. But Bradfield, fifth-rated prospect on this Aberdeen, or should say Orioles organization as a whole. Bradfield, a first-round selection a season ago out of Vanderbilt. Top five in the farm system, according to MLB Pipeline. Behind 0-2, see what De La Cruz does here. A throw over. But Enrique, someone who was taken 17th overall last season. Limited time in A ball a season ago where he had an on-base percentage of nearly 500, 473. takes an 0-2 pitch for a called strike three. And Bradfield down on strikes, retired for the second time today. Two away, one on for Tavian Josenberger. That's the fourth punch out already for Felipe De La Cruz through two and change. Aberdeen has already plated one in this frame on the Florentino fielder's choice. Now Josenberger 0 for 1 to this point. De La Cruz starts him out with a heater high. Brooklyn pitching coach Dan McKinney says Felipe's got the easiest 95 you'll ever see. Just real effortless. Not a whole lot goes into it. It is a very simple, true throw home. And plenty of velocity to go with it. Upstairs yet again, 2-0. Josenberger 0 for 5 yesterday. Just 2 for his last 23 at the dish. Takes in the dirt, runner takes off, Pregent gathers and decides to eat it. No play to be had at second, so another in scoring position for Aberdeen. And it makes this that much tougher for De La Cruz now with a runner on second and a 3-0 count to Aberdeen's two-hitter. Deep exhale from the lefty, here it comes. This is a little bit down and in, ball four. So a four-pitch walk. First free pass issued tonight by De La Cruz. And it's two on, two away for a dangerous hitter in Mac Horvath.
And Horvath had a great game yesterday, drove in Aberdeen's first run of the series in the middle innings yesterday. Second-round pick last year out of North Carolina, a chance to hang a crooked number on the board for the visitors in the third.
Need to come with two outs here in the frame. First toss on the way, and Horvath hits a comebacker. Second baseman Tillian in his throw to first, and he gets him to retire the side, but not before Aberdeen plates the first run of the ball game on the RBI fielder's choice from Florentino. Through 2.5, 1-0 Iron Birds. You're watching Brooklyn Cyclones baseball on SNY.
Each Sunday, elevate your game day on Coney Island with the Cyclone Sunday Brunch Package. Picture yourself enjoying the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with panoramic sights of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island's iconic amusements, the stunning Lower Manhattan skyline, and more. Begin your experience 30 minutes before the first pitch with 2 hours of exquisite brunch service. Dive into a delicious menu featuring fresh fruit and yogurt parfaits, Nathan's hot dog sliders, our chef's table brunch selection, and unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, Bellini seltzers, plus coffee and soda. Your ticket not only grants access to this rooftop haven, but also includes a Cyclone souvenir cap, all for just $60, or choose the $42 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. But hurry, pricing for our brunches will increase 9 days before the event. So secure your spot now at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. So come to Maimonides Park for baseball and bloodies, an amazing Sunday brunch experience.
Hola, mi nombre es Tani Consuegra, soy de República Dominicana y estás escuchando el baby de los Cyclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Cyclones.
Nine-one-two, two up for Brooklyn as we go to the bottom of the third. Cyclones have some work to do. They find themselves in a 1-0 hole against the Aberdeen Ironbirds on this Thursday night. Carell Paz for the first time tonight. Fouls away the first pitch he sees. Nothing and one. Maimonides Park has been rather kind to the Cyclones this season. Brooklyn an impressive 17-9. On home turf in 2024. Yes, turf. Paz takes an 0-1 high. Ball and a strike. 7.2 miles from where Ebbets Field once stood. Maimonides Park here on Coney Island, one of the more unique venues in all of minor league baseball. And really, baseball as a whole. 1-1 up coming to Ponce. And Brooklyn's nine batter takes outside. Cyclones only the one hit up until this point. Came off the bat of Wilfredo Lara, a top 30 prospect, according to MLB Pipeline. Brooklyn's got four of them on this roster as things stand now. Paz takes a borderline strike. It's 2-2. Yeah, two of them in the lineup today. That would be Wilfredo Lara, Nick Morabito. Morabito due up fourth in this half inning. Paz down on strikes. Uppercut hack on the breaking ball, but Edgar Portes fools him. He's got four punch outs so far. One away, bases empty.
He's quietly had a really outstanding season, has Portes. You look at his campaign since the month of May began, has not allowed more than one run in an appearance, and he's only allowed one run total.
A perfect 3-0 record and a very tidy 2.04 ERA. Starts out Stanley Consuegra with a bending breaker. Nothing and one. Consuegra not only Brooklyn's all-time home run leader, but as of last week, their all-time hits leader as well. Leans out of the way of an 0-1 offering, ball and a strike. Stanley out of the leadoff spot today, not his usual spot in the lineup, only the third time this season. He has been the first man to bat for the Cyclones. Takes a fastball for a strike, 1-2. Stanley had a seven-game hitting streak snapped yesterday, but you look at his last 16 games, OPS over 1,100. Asks for time. Plenty of pop. Cyclones fans certainly have gotten accustomed to that over the course of the past couple of campaigns. Wisely watches a 1-2 offering go by in the dirt. Jeffrey De Los Santos on deck. Then the aforementioned Nick Morabito would be next. We've got you tonight and tomorrow. Mets across the pond for what should be a whole lot of fun this weekend against Philadelphia and London. Consuegra takes a pitch outside, 3-2. So the Cyclones not only gracing the SNY airwaves on this Thursday, but Friday as well, before the Mets take on Philadelphia Saturday at 1, and then Sunday, I believe, at 10 a.m. first pitch. Make sure you set your alarm Sunday morning. 3-2 in the dirt, and Consuegra aboard on the one-out walk. Baseball and coffee. That'll be the case for Met fans come Sunday, as New York tries to build off of a sweep down in our nation's capital over the Nationals.
Yeah, there's some interesting attire. I know we talked a little bit about this the other day, but I know they were selling a shirt somewhere in London promoting the London series. It was a Hawaiian-style polo that had both the Mets and Phillies logo on it. I don't know who's wearing that.
Jeffrey De Los Santos takes a breaking ball for ball one. Yeah, and it wasn't one of those shirts where, you know, okay, sometimes big sporting events, say a Super Bowl or
yeah,
a Final Four where you get one of each.
Nothing that says London series on it.
Nothing like that. Just Mets and Phillies logos sprinkled all over it. You know what we're talking about if you saw it online. De Los Santos hammers one over the glove of the second baseman, Josenberger, and into right field for a base hit. Brooklyn in business here in the third. De Los Santos, after a multi-hit day yesterday, just keeps on hitting. And the Clones have a pair on with one away for Nick Morabito.
Has a real nice line drive swing, does Jeffrey, and has shown some really underrated pop so far with Brooklyn and so far this season. You look at the last now four games, seven for his last 12 at the plate.
Now Nick Morabito, who on the whole is maybe Brooklyn's best player offensively this season. Should sprinkle in an asterisk there. Part of his season began with single-A St. Lucie. But regardless of the level, Morabito has produced. Portes's first pitch, a breaking ball for a strike. Nothing in one. Morabito woke up on this Thursday morning, fifth in all the minor leagues in on-base percentage. more often than not, has been Brooklyn's leadoff man. But tonight, for the first time this season, in the three hole. Wave and a miss. And Nick behind quickly, nothing and two. Yeah, you get Nick squared. Morabito up now, and then Nick LaRusso, the former Maryland Terrapin, on deck, Brooklyn's cleanup batter. Makes for a very nice 1-2 punch in the heart of the order. See if they can come up big here. Brooklyn trying to pull even. 0-2. Wave and a miss. Cortez fooled him there on the slider. And Morabito down on strikes. And now a much more manageable scenario for the right-hander Cortez.
Yeah, it seemed like Morabito maybe a tad bit over-anxious there. Pitch away. Cortez able to snap it so it falls off the plate. And Morabito's eyes lit up, couldn't lay off.
Now Nick LaRusso digs in. First toss to him. And LaRusso cranks one to left. Bradfield back, then in. And he makes the play to retire the side. Well, LaRusso barreled it up, just couldn't quite get enough to put it over the head of the left fielder. We're through three here in Brooklyn. Aberdeen, a 1-0 lead. You're watching Cyclones Baseball on SNY.
Cyclones fans, are you ready for the ultimate weekend experience at Maimonides Park? Join us for Baseball You Can Drink every Saturday home game. Dive into 2 hours of open bar, beginning 30 minutes before the first pitch and lasting 90 minutes after, ensuring your game day starts and continues on a high note. For April and May, enjoy your drinks from the hot corner on the third base concourse with your seats in the main seating bowl for a perfect view of the action. As the season heats up, we'll move the party to the backyard, right behind the right field wall, offering a uniquely Coney Island game day atmosphere. Act fast, because pricing for Baseball You Can Drink will increase by $5 starting the Monday before each event date. Secure your tickets now at brooklyncyclones.com or by calling 718-507-TIXX. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer, because amazing starts here.
The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach.
Part of the order due up for Aberdeen as we go to inning number four from Maimonides Park, 4-5-6. Matthew Edsel first, the cleanup batter, and he flares the first pitch he sees down the left field line, and Karel Paz couldn't quite get there for a very long strike one. Felipe De La Cruz, Brooklyn starter, back out for his fourth inning of work. He has been economical so far. Only 37 pitches tossed up until this point. Edwin Diaz expected to make a rehab appearance with the Cyclones at some point tonight. De La Cruz on the short end of the stick right now, though, his team trailing 1-0, but has not pitched poorly by any stretch. Southpaw deals. Downstairs 1-1. Brooklyn spectacular this season when they score the first run of the game, 20-2. Not the case so much when they don't, though. 1-1 is a strike, 1-2, just 8-23 when the opponent scores first, as has been the case tonight. Edsel wants time. 0-1, a swinging strikeout for the Aberdeen cleanup batter as he watches a 1-2 go by upstairs. 2-2. 11 for his last 34. He's got 5 doubles and 10 ribbies during that spin. De La Cruz out of the full short wind. And the count full. Edsel's someone who you look up and down this Aberdeen lineup. Whole lot of guys in a slump offensively, but Edsel not one of them. He's at 297 on the year. Payoff. A comebacker up the middle. Diving stop by Lara at short. His throw to first. Not quite in time. But what a job by Lara just to keep that baseball in the infield.
This is a great stretch by Suero there as well. Not a natural first baseman. Guy who's played way more at catcher this year. But Chris showing off his ballerina skills with a great split there at first to try and reel in the throw. And Lara, this a player the Brooklyn coaching staff has commended for the way he's played shortstop. They know he plays a lot more aggressive when he's at the shortstop position and might be someplace that Lara sticks at.
Toss over to check on the runner. Edsel is back safely and for good reason, because we told you Aberdeen likes to steal. And Edsel a big reason why. Second in the South Atlantic League in swiped bags. Here's Creed Willems patiently awaiting his first pitch after the throw over. And there comes a second one.
And for good reason, you mentioned the 28 steals for Edsel. Not only second in the league, but those 28 steals tied for fourth in minor league baseball.
And did we say this Aberdeen team likes to run? See if Edsel does so here. He takes off the throw from Pregent online, but the ball dropped. Not sure he would have got him anyway. Edsel got a great jump. He knew Felipe didn't have any more pickoff attempts to spare and took advantage. Another swiped bag and a runner in scoring position.
Now at 29, Edsel alone in fourth place in minor league baseball in steals.
Maybe he heard us and took it as a challenge.
Wouldn't doubt it at this point.
0-1, cranked down the right field line. Consuegra giving chase, and it lands foul. 0-2 to Creed Willems, who's had himself a real interesting year. This is someone who was the South Atlantic League Player of the Month in the month of April, a 975 OPS. But he had his first multi-hit game yesterday since April 27th. Two polar opposite months for Creed. Behind 0-2. Low, one ball and two strikes. 0-1 today, a swinging strikeout. Sandwiched between two other punch-outs when De La Cruz struck out the side in the second. Watches a 1-2 offering go by. De La Cruz looked like he thought he had him. But Connor Kroll says all for naught. Two balls and two strikes. Willems, an eighth-round selection by Baltimore back in 2021. 2-2 to him. In the dirt, nice job by Pregent like a hockey goalie to just gracefully slide to his left and block it. And the count full.
For his action in Brooklyn's bullpen, we noted De La Cruz, this is his first start since the 25th of May. Did not pitch last week. Went back home to the Dominican after a death in the family. So it might be a shorter leash for him today after not starting in nearly 2 weeks.
Important payoff here. Chopped on the ground, first base way, another foul ball. And the count remains full at three balls and two strikes.
Looks like Joey Lancelotti, who recorded out 16 through 18 in the no-hitter on Tuesday, up and throwing for Brooklyn down the line.
So we'll see how much longer the leash is on De La Cruz, who, again, all things considered, is only allowed two base hits up until this point. 3-2. Hit in the air, left center field. Morabito and Paz converging. It's the center fielder Morabito in the alleyway. Makes the catch for out number one. So Willems' frustrations offensively continue. And now Carter Young up to bat with Matthew Edsel still standing patiently on the second base bat.
You see Joey warming up in the bullpen with the man who started the no-hitter, Dakota Hawkins, watching alongside him.
Yeah, those two have been attached at the hip over the course of the past couple days.
And Hawkins watched the end of the no-hitter from the bullpen.
Well, he certainly spent his fair share of time there. Hawkins was a reliever pretty much all season.
And that's what he said. He said, you know, I've been in the bullpen all year. These are my guys. This is where I feel like I should be. And if tonight it's going to happen, I want to be with them. Although he did run to the dugout with his sweatshirt on to be there for the final out.
Yeah, he wasn't going to miss the Gatorade bath. Joshua Corneli, the last member of that trio, who completed it with a three-inning save back on Tuesday night. Really set the tone for what has been quite the week here on Coney Island. 1-0 to Carter Young. Two balls, no strikes. Young, a collegiate teammate of his Aberdeen teammate, Enrique Bradfield. Two Vandy boys. If you know anything about college baseball, you know Tim Corbin certainly has a good thing going down in Nashville. Runner goes. 2-0 pitch low. Throw down by Pregent. Runner is safe. It was off a hop to De Los Santos anyway, so it would have been a tough play regardless. But Edsel just cooking with gas. Swipe second and then third. That's number 30 on the season for him.
And now he's tied for third in minor league baseball with steals.
Maybe most importantly, though, all it will take here now, a deep fly ball, particularly with Edsel's speed, for Aberdeen to double its lead. Infield in. And a 3-0 pitch misses towards the ankles. Ball four.
And no need to worry, folks. We won't keep doing this tonight. Edsel would need to steal another 14 bases tonight to tie himself for the minor league lead. So, one, that's not happening. And two, Chandler Simpson can really fly. Has 10 more stolen bases than anybody else. And he started the year in this South Atlantic League with Tampa Bay's High A Bowling Green. Terrorized Brooklyn, including robbing Lara of a game-tying home run with two out in the seventh in a seven-inning game.
Gilbert Gomez remains planted on the top step of the Brooklyn dugout, Cyclones manager. De La Cruz, a toss over to first. All right, so it's Edsel on third, Young on first, only one away. And Douglas Hodo, who has one of two Aberdeen hits tonight, up to bat. Lefty arm working on the righty bat. Twilight hours here in Brooklyn. First pitch. Odo watches it go by.
And it's interesting how things can change quickly, Johnny. De La Cruz, first two innings tonight, 20 pitches. Since the start of the third, De La Cruz has thrown 34 pitches.
It has been a different narrative the past couple of frames for Felipe. Coming off a South Atlantic League Pitcher of the Week recognition for his last start, where he punched 13 over six innings. First Cyclone arm to hit the 13K mark since Rob Gieselman. Behind 2-0 here to Douglas Hodo. Here it comes. Hodo hits it sharply through for a base hit. That brings home a run. Edsel will tap home plate. Aberdeen doubles the lead. It is 2-0 on an RBI single from Douglas Hodo, who hadn't had a hit in a week, but now has a pair of base knocks here on this Thursday.
That'll be all for Felipe tonight. Gilbert Gomez out of the first base dugout, and I do think this has a lot more to do with the long layoff for Felipe between starts than anything else, trying to keep that pitch count down and make sure he does not overwork that left arm.
So De La Cruz's day done. Lancelotti's day set to begin. We'll have it for you after a short break. You're watching Brooklyn Cyclones baseball on SNY.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday Night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now and secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here. We'll be right back.
New pitcher for the Cyclones. It is the 26-year-old right-hander Joey Lancelotti, 5'11", 205 pounds from Philadelphia. Lancelotti, his first appearance, Johnny, since having a big role in the no-hit win on Tuesday.
And a big spot for Lance here. His first pitch, a fastball for a strike, nothing and one. To Max Costas with two on and only one away, Aberdeen leading 2-0. Lancelotti, the right-hander, was the second pitcher out of three in Brooklyn's combined no-no on Tuesday. Ball and a strike to Costas. Lancelotti only tossed one inning in Tuesday's win, but just as responsible, was smiling ear to ear, as was everybody on this Brooklyn squad. And the Tuesday night celebration on the field is the throw, not quite in time.
Wow.
Lancelotti thought he had him. Gomez thought he had him. Tillian thought he had him. The only man who didn't was Jamal Allen, the base umpire. And we don't see Gilbert Gomez get this animated very often whatsoever, but he is letting Jamal Allen have it. He's already been tossed, and now Gomez getting his money's worth.
And you know what? Gomi has every right to. There have been four people ejected by umpires this year, and that man to the left, Gilbert Gomez, has ejected three of them. And doesn't necessarily mean it's anything, but never a good sign when all the ejections is coming from one umpire. And there have been a bevy of missed calls in this series, and that the latest.
So Gomez won't be able to watch the rest of the contest from the dugout, as this Brooklyn crowd lets everybody know what they think, much to the chagrin of the Brooklyn skipper. He'll make his way back to the locker room. 1-1 the count on Costas, with two on still and only one out. Some chatter continuing from the first base way. Home plate umpire Connor Krohn,
I think, is probably making sure Gomez departs the dugout and heads back to the clubhouse.
So maybe that energizes this Cyclone squad, who have not had a ton to write home about so far tonight. 1-1 low, two balls and one strike. Costas 0-1 today. Flied out to center his first time up. College teammate of Nick LaRusso, Brooklyn's cleanup batter, to Maryland Terrapins. 2-1. Costas smacks it on the ground, third base way. De Los Santos to second for one. On the return, a double play. 5-4-3. And maybe it did energize that Brooklyn squad. We've played 3.5. 2-0 Aberdeen. Cyclones coming up in the home fourth after a short break on SNY.
This summer, pivot your Sunday plans and get ready for an unforgettable Friends night at the ballpark. Could we be any more excited? Be one of the first 1,000 fans through the gates and snag your exclusive Cyclones How You Doin' shirt, because who doesn't want to channel their inner Joey? If you're more of a Monica, organize your group, because we've got the ultimate ticket package. Enjoy your coffee or tea and a Central Perk mug included alongside your shirt. Take it a notch higher with our Friends Brunch package. Dive into a 2-hour buffet, unlimited drinks, and yes, you get to keep the shirt and mug. It's like Thanksgiving with Joey, but with less turkey and more fun. So whether you're a Ross, Rachel, Monica, Chandler, Joey, or Phoebe, don't miss out on Friends Night. It's your chance to live the nostalgia, enjoy great baseball, and who knows, maybe your lobster is waiting at the ballpark. Learn more by calling the Cyclones at 718-372-5596 or by logging on to BrooklynCyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Aberdeen gets one in the third, one more in the fourth. Cyclones staring at a 2-0 deficit as we go to the bottom of the fourth. 5-6-7 due up for Brooklyn. Junior Tillian to get it started, 0-for-1. A swinging strikeout. Edgar Portez has already got him once today. Nothing and one to Junior. If you're just joining us, Brooklyn manager Gilbert Gomez was tossed in the top half of the inning for arguing a call at second base on a pickoff attempt where the runner was ruled back safely. Gomez certainly thought otherwise. 55-footer from Portez, and it's 1-1. And right after that occurred, an inning-ending 5-4-3 double play. So perhaps a spark for Brooklyn. They only have two base hits up until this point. 1-1 on the way. Tillian hits a line drive through the middle for a base hit. Rolls to center. Bobbled in center by Etzel. Tillian's thinking two. He slides safe. Heads up base running from Junior Tillian. And Brooklyn has a man in scoring position here in the bottom of the fourth. Error against Etzel, who did not see that ball all the way through cleanly. And Junior made him pay. So an E8, Aberdeen's second error of this contest already. We're only in the bottom of the fourth. Now Wilfredo Lara, runner on second, nobody out. On appeal, Lara did not go. One ball and no strikes. Lara has one of three Brooklyn bat hits up until this point. A righty batter awaiting a 1-0 delivery. Portez working out of that stretch now. Here it comes. Two balls and no strikes. Lara 7 for his last 21. Finding his stride offensively over the course of the past week or so. Also has more walks, 5, than strikeouts, 4. During that span. Awaiting a 2-0. Lara hits it skyward. Behind home plate. And into the seats. Nice play off a carom by a fan in a Mike Piazza jersey. 2-1 to Wilfredo.
And the guy next to him's got a nifty throwback jersey. I don't know if that's Edgardo Alfonso or what that was, right? Couple of nice jerseys there.
Lara, number 24 prospect in the Met organization, according to MLB Pipeline. Watches a 2-1 go by on the outer edge. It is a 3-1 count to Wilfredo. And this Brooklyn squad, every game continuing to matter more and more as we approach the halfway point. 3-1 upcoming. Lara hits it sharply on the ground. Horvath at third on a backhand. Across the diamond. Took the first baseman off the bag. Lara going hard the whole way. And Brooklyn has a pair on with nobody out. Is ruled a base hit. Lara's second of the night. So Tillian on second and Lara on first with nobody out for Chris Suero. But yeah, in the minor leagues, when you hit the halfway point, everybody back to no wins and no losses. A first half winner and a second half winner. Each of them ink a spot in the postseason. And right now for Brooklyn, they find themselves 3.5 back with 13 to go. So this is a crucial series against the Aberdeen Ironbirds. The Greensboro Grasshoppers at 31-21, leading the North Division of the South Atlantic League right now. Brooklyn tied for second with Jersey Shore, Philly's affiliate. So here's the Bronx native Suero. Wave and a miss. Big hack from Suero. Portez pulled the string on the changeup. 0-1. Chris trying to snap out of a 2-for-19 skid at the dish. Takes it low and away. Ball and a strike. Gorgeous day for baseball here in Brooklyn. Not too hot, certainly not too cold. A little muggy, a little sticky, but not too bad. Blue skies overhead, even some pink. Out beyond the Atlantic Ocean. Lights on here at the stadium. Suero takes a strike. It's 1-2. So for the second consecutive inning, Brooklyn has a pair on the base paths. Could not cash in the third. They had two on with one out. Came up empty-handed. Here they have two on with nobody out. Trying to score their first run of the night. Portes, long hold, now the pitch. And Suero remains a patient eye in that righty batter's box. Did not do Portes any favors. Two balls, two strikes.
It'll be interesting to see how much longer Portes goes tonight. You look at his last couple of starts, taken out right at 66 pitches. This will be his 53rd with two on and nobody out in the fourth.
Both runners take their lead, and a 2-2 up coming to Suero on the way. In the dirt, and it skips all the way to the backstop. Both runners advance with no play. Tillian and Lara each up 90 feet. So potentially a base hit here from Suero could make this thing a tie ball game.
Aberdeen will bring the infield in here. That also erases a potential double play opportunity for Aberdeen with runners now at second and third.
Three balls, two strikes. Walk here, not the end of the world necessarily for Portes with first base open. But his pitch count getting up there at 53 now. 3-2. Tapped back foul. Suero just grabs a piece and will do it again. It was a wild pitch against Portes that allowed both runners to advance for those of you scoring along at home. Big spot in this ball game here. Two on and nobody out. 3-2 to Suero. He swings and fouls it out towards Surf Avenue. Won't quite make it all the way there. Clangs off the rooftop and then down into the field-level seats below. Yeah, we can certainly expect plenty of traffic out on Surf as we get further along into the summer. Three, two to Suero. Misses ball four, and Brooklyn loads the bases with nobody out. So Portes finds himself by far in the toughest spot that he has tonight. Tillian on third, Lara 90 feet behind him on second, and Chris Suero on first base. What a spot here for Christian Prejean, Brooklyn's catcher.
A great opportunity for Brooklyn to chip away at this two-run deficit. Still no action in the Ironbird bullpen down the line and left with Portes at 55 pitches. Curious to see what the strategy will be from Felipe Rojas Jr., Jordy Henry, and the Ironbirds. Brooklyn has a team this year hitting just 205 with the bases loaded.
Yeah, that coach you see there, that's the pitching coach, Jordy Henry. So it appears as if, at least for now, this is Portes' mess to go clean up himself, or at least try to. He'll get Christian Prejean for the second time tonight. Prejean 0-for-1, a flyout. Stands in with the bases juiced. Nowhere to put him for Edgar Portes. Prejean making his first appearance of this series. 2-for-3 last time he played last week in Jersey Shore. First pitch. Prejean slices it foul, first base way, and out of play. Christian, a former Stetson Hatter. Same school. That produced Jacob DeGrom.
I heard he did pretty good as a Met.
I'd say so. Prejean out of Stetson. Also played for the Brewster Whitecaps of the prestigious Cape Cod Summer League. A one. Inside, it's a ball and a strike.
Do you know who called his games for the Brewster Whitecaps in the Cape League, Johnny?
That would be yours truly. Had to sprinkle that in there.
Well, we have a similar nugget like that in the top half of the fifth inning.
1-1, the count, bases juiced. Cyclones down a pair. 1-1 upcoming. Pregent hits it on the ground. Third baseman Horvath lets it come to him and steps on the third base bag, but a run home. So Pregent brings home one. It's 2-1.
Yeah, I don't think that was executed exactly the way Horvath wanted it to go. Looked like he bobbled it a bit, standing on the third base bag and able to gain possession before Lara got there. So a fielder's choice RBI for Pregent makes it a one-run game.
And Brooklyn not done yet. First and second with one away. So an awkward sequence for Horvath at third. And now time called before a first pitch upcoming to Karel Paz. Paz 0-1. Swinging strikeout first time through. Paz, like Pregent, making his first appearance of this series, hasn't played since the road trip last week in Jersey Shore. First pitch takes outside 1-0. Of course, six game sets here in the minors. Brooklyn was playing the Jersey Shore Blue Claws down in Lakewood, New Jersey. Phillies affiliate last week, and now back home Tuesday through Sunday against Aberdeen, a Baltimore squad. 1-0. Paz takes a called strike on the outer edge, and it's 1-1. But Paz did snap out of an 0-for-14 skid with a multi-hit performance the last time he did suit up. Awaiting a 1-1 delivery. Brooklyn still trailing 2-1. Takes in the righty batter's box. Two balls and one strike. Well, Portes is no stranger to dancing out of jams like this. 3-0 record. ERA just a hair over 2. 47 strikeouts to 19 walks through 39 innings and change. 2-1. Paz grabs a piece. It's 2-2. There is some action brewing in Brooklyn's bullpen down the right field line. So Joey Lancelotti's day appears to be done. And if I'm not mistaken, you might want to get your trumpets ready. Long hold for Portes. Dangles that right arm across his frame. Only has three on the timer. 2-2 pitch. Paz fouls it back.
I'm just hoping it's dark enough out for the light show to begin before the top of the fifth inning. That's all I'm asking.
When Edwin Diaz does indeed take the mound, he will be the fifth big leaguer this season alone to make a rehab appearance here in Brooklyn. He'll join Francisco Alvarez, Drew Smith, Tyler McGill, and Sean Reed Foley.
What a week for Dakota Hawkins. What have you caught him there in the bullpen?
2-2 in there. Strike three called on the inside corner. Paz doesn't like it. Couple of choice words for Connor Kroll calling the balls and strikes. But it is out number two all the same. And there's two away with two still on as we go back to the top for Stanley Consuegra.
But Hawkins throwing to Francisco Alvarez in a no-hitter on Tuesday, and then standing behind Diaz as he warms up in the bullpen on Thursday.
First pitch to Consuegra popped up backwards, and this will go to the seats.
Pretty good week for Dakota.
Not only that, but him and Joey Lancelotti, two of the three arms that combined for that no-no back on Tuesday with an 11 a.m. Education Day game yesterday. They even snuck in a tee time after yesterday's contest came to a conclusion. That was a 2-hour and 50-minute game, too. But hit the links, a one. Consuegra takes inside 1-1. Pleased to report, talking to Dakota about it before, said he played all right. So another feather in his cap after he spearheads a combined no-hitter on Tuesday. Brooklyn still down 2-1. Threatening here in the home fourth. 1-1 to Consuegra. Calling strike, it's 1-2. Stanley 0-3 yesterday, did walk once. 0-1 so far tonight with a walk. Consuegra, not only someone who can do it with the bat, but the glove as well. Had a couple of Web Gem-esque catches in that no-no, but he's down on strikes here. Over the top of a breaking ball, and Brooklyn strands a pair and still trails by one. It is 2-1 as we go to the top of the fifth. Get your trumpets ready. Edwin Diaz set to make a rehab appearance with the Cyclones. We'll have it on the other side of a break.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday Night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now and secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
You know, Optimum Fiber Internet gives you speeds up to 8 gig.
Wow, that's fast.
The fastest in the New York tri-state. And combine internet with Optimum Mobile starting at $45 a month.
Nice.
It's the code.
Code.
Optimum Complete saves you hundreds.
It's the...
GOAT.
Yeah.
I'm flattered, but so there's so many other...
They're talking about the GOAT, our greatest offer of all time.
Ah, that makes more sense.
Switch to Optimum Complete starting at $45 a month.
Only on Coney Island can Edwin Diaz enter the game mid-trumpets blaring during the hot dog race. Here at Maimonides Park, Diaz, the fifth big leaguer to make a rehab appearance with the Cyclones this season. And with the play-by-play, here's Justin.
First pitch from Diaz is a fastball sizzling up and away at 97 miles an hour. And the count 1-0. Randy Florentino, Enrique Bradfield Jr., Tavian Josenberger, the three scheduled to face him. This a line drive right at the shortstop. Lara bends down to grab it. And the leadoff man retired against Diaz in the top half of the fifth inning. This is the first appearance for Edwin since being placed on the Mets' 15-day injured list back on the 29th of May with right shoulder impingement. First appearance for him since May the 25th against the Giants. First pitch to the Orioles' first-round pick from last year, Enrique Bradfield Jr. A 96-mile-an-hour fastball cut on and missed. And the count 0-1. Bradfield 0-2 tonight. Diaz from the first base side, the one-strike pitch, and a fastball at the knees. 98 that time from Diaz, 0-2. Diaz with the Mets this year. 20 appearances, 1-1, a 5.4 ERA. 5 saves, 18 hits in 20 innings, 7 walks, 30 strikeouts.
And he doesn't look too shabby in the Cyclones jersey.
The 0-2 pulled on the ground foul, and Bradfield stays alive. This is the first appearance for Diaz in the minor league since June 2nd, 2016, when he was pitching for the Mariners' AA affiliate, the Jackson Generals. Against the Tennessee Smokies, the 0-2. A high pop-up. Left side, the catcher Preachant can't find it, and it lands on the warning track behind the plate. Right next to the on-deck circle. Preachant never saw it. Took his mask up, looked up into the sky, and in the twilight air, could not find the baseball. So Bradfield Jr. stays alive. But I was actually on the call as an intern for the Tennessee Smokies for Diaz's last minor league game 8 years ago, nearly to the day. The 0-2 pitch, and he got him. Struck him out on the back foot slider at 90 miles an hour. And there, the second out in the fifth inning. That K brought to you by BKFC, the Brooklyn Football Club, bringing soccer back to Coney Island in 2025. For more info, visit BrooklynFootballClub.com. So Diaz, a line out and a strikeout, and the pitch to Tavian Josenberger, hit in the air, deep left center field. Back goes Morabito to the warning track, and it's off the fence and kicks behind him. Josenberger on his way to third. The throw in, not in time, and he's there standing with a two-out triple. Tavian Josenberger turns around a 97-mile-an-hour fastball from Diaz. It's at 95.5 miles an hour off the left center field wall. And Josenberger at third with two out on his fourth triple of the year.
Yeah, Edwin left it middle, and when you're throwing 97 and you connect, it's going to go a long way.
So now Matt Horvath with a runner at third and two out. And the first pitch, a slider cut on and missed. No balls and a strike. Another 89-mile-an-hour breaking ball from Diaz. The 0-1. Slider down and away. 92 that time on the gun. Evens up and a ball and a strike. Cotton candy skies here on Coney Island. Mix of light blue, pink, and orange hovering right above the top loop of the Thunderbolt roller coaster in center, the 1-1. And another slider has Horvath leaning 1-2. And now Diaz a strike away from getting out of the inning. That sky in right field nearly matching the red, white, and blue. Scrolling up the parachute, jump in right, the pitch. And Diaz misses low in the count even. Matthew Etzel, the center fielder, waiting on deck. Josenberger at third, two out, 2-1 Aberdeen, our score. Diaz sets the 2-2, and a slider fouled back. And Horvath stays alive. Aberdeen jumped out to a 2-0 lead, a run in the third, a run in the fourth. Christian Pregent, an RBI fielder's choice, got the Cyclones on the board in the fourth. The 2-2 pitch. Fastball at the letter, strike three call. Got him on 97 atop the zone. And Diaz works around a two-out triple. The strikeout a pair in the inning. And a little wave to the crowd here on Coney Island before heading back to the first base dugout. No runs, a hit, one left. A couple of Ks for Diaz. The fastball up to 98. We head to the bottom of the fifth, 2-1 our score on SNY.
Fans, the Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
The new season starts now.
Christopher Russo is the Mad Dog.
Things are shaping up as far as 2024 is concerned.
And the only thing he loves more than baseball is talking about it.
Prospects are suspects until they prove themselves in the big leagues.
As a new season begins,
it's a fun time of the year.
Watch High Heat weekdays at 11 Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific on MLB Network. Go to MLBnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Performance.
He is locked in.
Passion.
There's nobody more important than him.
Teamwork.
Working together is key.
Get inside the game with MLB Tonight.
It is a big one.
Bringing you breakdowns, highlights, and live look-ins to the big moments as they happen.
That was the MVP of the game right there.
MLB Tonight. Inside the game all season long. Only on MLB Network. Go to MLBnetwork.com for TV channel number and schedule.
Hola, soy Jeffrey Colón de República Dominicana y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Ciclones.
Boy, what a moment that was. Edwin Diaz tossing a clean inning of work. New arm in the game for Aberdeen. It's Graham Fyrabed, Justin.
Jeffrey De Los Santos takes high 1-0. Jeffrey De Los Santos. Brooklyn trailing by a run at 2-1. What an exciting moment with Edwin Diaz on the mound. As this fouled up the first baseline, a ball and a strike. The numbers for Diaz, the fastball up to 98, was hitting low 90s with the slider. 1-1. And De Los Santos can't hold up. Pitch up and away, 1-2. Line out, strikeout, triple strikeout. One inning, no runs, a hit, no walks, two Ks, 14 pitches, 11 strikes. Beautiful night in Brooklyn. So glad you could be with us alongside Johnny Gadamowicz. I'm Justin Rock as De Los Santos in the air to left. Back goes Bradfield to the warning track, turns around, and we are tied. Well, Jeffrey got tired of hitting him out to right field here in Brooklyn. An opposite field solo shot. We're tied at 2 in the fifth.
How about the week De Los Santos is having? Pair of multi-hit games on Tuesday and Wednesday. Now he's got another on Thursday and a long ball to go with it.
Well, the wind carrying out to left. And that might be the softest home run you'll see from De Los Santos or a Cyclone overall all year. Morabito takes ball one to the point where I'm not so sure whether or not that's an accurate reading. As Morabito takes a strike in the count, evens at 1-1. A Hawkeye data 90 miles an hour off the bat, 304 feet. So unless that got stuck in a vortex, I don't think so. This line drive right center field, more trouble. Nice job by Hodo over to cut it off as Morabito rounds first and stops there. That one came off the bat at 97 miles an hour. And a rude greeting for Fyrabed, a home run and a single. Two men have reached, still nobody out. Brings up Nick LaRusso. 0-2 has grounded into a fielder's choice and lined out. Runner goes. And the pitch low. Willems lost it on the transfer. And Morabito with another stolen bag. For Nick, that is 15th in 24 games with Brooklyn and is 26th of the year. Breaking, for those who like to use correct English, breaking a tie with Enrique Bradfield Jr. of Aberdeen for 11th most in the minors. A 1-0 and a called strike. Count evens at one on Nick. Final line for the starter, Edgar Portez. He goes four innings, a run, four hits, two walks, seven strikeouts. 69 pitches, 44 strikes. The 1-1 from Fyrabed. And this foul towards the first base parking lot. 1-2. Numbers for Fyrabed so far this season. There was scoreless inning on Tuesday night. 16th appearance, 0-2 mark, a 2.74 ERA. Does have three saves, the pitch, and LaRusso flares it down the line and right. Say cheese, that a foul ball. So it stays a ball and two strikes on Nick. And Fyrabed, 17 hits allowed in 23 innings. His big issue this year has been command, 18 walks, 21 strikeouts. Brooklyn has the go-ahead run at second with nobody out. A De Los Santos home run has tied it at two. A 1-2 pitch and a swing and a miss. Fyrabed challenged him with a high fastball at 93. And Fyrabed his first strikeout. One out in the fifth.
It's crazy. You really think about the Gilbert Gomez ejection and how the tides have kind of turned for the better for the Cyclones ever since that ejection occurred.
Gomi knows how to push the buttons of this team. He's done a great job in his first season as Cyclones manager. And the first pitch to Junior Tillian off the hands, 0-1. Tillian extended his on-base streak to 16 with a base hit his last time. Gomez, the youngest manager in Cyclones history, just 32 years old. Put that in perspective, he's 3 days younger than me. The 0-1 down and away. Evens up at a ball and a strike, but Gilbert from a big baseball family. If you've seen any tweets from Hector Gomez on social media, that's Gilbert's older brother. Hector, a big baseball reporter in their native Dominican Republic, as Tillian fouls it out of play in the count 1-2.
Which coincides perfectly for our purposes. You figure, okay, a manager who really gets it when it comes to the media side of things, and as has been the case with Gomi all year long, anytime we need something, we know it's definitely in the realm of possibility for him to not only help us out, but understand, too.
1-2 pitch, down and away. Nice block by Willems to his right. Two balls and two strikes on Junior, but it's not just Hector and Gilbert. Sort of like the old Billy Mays commercials, but wait, there's more. He has a younger brother, Dariel, who was the Binghamton Rumble Ponies first baseman for a period of time last year. As Tillian takes low and the count full. Dariel now playing independent ball with the Charleston Dirty Birds in West Virginia, but also played in the Cardinals and Mariners systems, and another brother, Jose, a scout for the Tampa Bay Rays. As Tillian off the hands, a souvenir, and everyone has a chance to interact with one another. Gilbert plays a lot of video games with Dariel, a lot of MLB The Show in 2K. And Gilbert, the manager of Tigres del Licey in the Dominican Republic in the Dominican Winter League. The payoff pitch, line drive center field. That one's down for a base hit. They're going to wave Morabito around. Here comes the throw by Etzel. It's up the third base line, not in time. Junior Tillian, an RBI single, and the Cyclones take their first lead of the night. It's 3-2. Just a sharp liner through the box, and Morabito with his great speed able to score. And Joshua Corneli trying to give him a little Gatorade bath inside the first base dugout. As Jordy Henry, another trip to the mound. The fire vet up near 20 pitches in the Ironburg bullpen getting rolling again down the line and left.
Yeah, well, it has been contagious here in this bottom of the fifth. De Los Santos, who led it off with a solo shot, and then a couple of singles since then. Morabito and Tillian plating Morabito, and now if you're Brooklyn, no signs of slowing down. You hope to keep the line moving here. One-run lead operating out in front now for the first time tonight.
Cyclones looking for more, as Wilfredo Lara, who already has a couple of base hits tonight, will step in. Infield base hit to third his last time up. But Gilbert, the manager of Tigres del Licey and Lidom, Jose is the general manager for Escogido. First pitch. Outside and low, 1-0. But the funny thing talking with Gilbert about that preseason was everyone in the media would give his brother Hector a hard time, saying, well, of course you're going to get the first question at the press conference.
Yeah, no pecking order for him.
Here's his brother. 1-0 outside, 2-0 on Lara. As the Cyclones trying to continue flexing their muscles and add to this one-run lead. Might want to come back out to Coney Island tomorrow. We'll be on SNY again, but we'll have post-game fireworks here on Coney Island. The 2-0. Ooh, and it hit him. A fastball got away from Fireven. Lara fires his bat back to the first base dugout. No intent on that pitch from Fireven. And Brooklyn have had 3 of 4 each base against the right-hander in the fifth inning. As now 2-on, 1-out for Chris Suero.
Yeah, well, anytime you get a fastball up and in that plunks you, whether intentional or not, chances are you might elicit a little bit of a reaction, and safe to say, Lara, not too pleased with where that one ended up.
Well, Fredo's all right. He's at first. Two on, one out for Suero. Struck out and walked, and he takes low 1-0. But also tomorrow, first 1,000 fans will get a roller coaster T-shirt giveaway designed by David Market as part of our Mad Night. Come on out tomorrow. Enjoy some fireworks. Get a giveaway. Watch the Cyclones on SNY. The pitch inside, 2-0. Lights on here at the stadium. Fire of Ed working from the first base side of the slab. The 2-0. And Suero fouls it right back towards us. Got Wayne, our cameraman, ducking. We're all okay. It's onto the roof. No harm, no foul. 2-1 on Suero.
Yeah, we got an outdoor booth here. We got to keep our head on a swivel.
And no, Johnny and I did leave our gloves at home today. 2-1. Inside corner, 2-2. Well, probably should think about changing that idea going forward. When worked in the Florida State League, the Pirates affiliate in Bradenton would always have a glove in the visiting broadcaster booth because of the potential for foul balls to reach up there. Problem was, it was a lefty mitt and I'm a righty. So I was in a whole lot of trouble either way. 2-2 on Suero. 2-1, one out, 3-2 Brooklyn. The pitch and a 50-footer kicks off Willems up the third base line. And everyone's going to move up. Tilly into third and Lara to second on the wild pitch.
This inning has just unraveled from bad to worse for Graham Fyrevet. You mentioned the control being the issue, Justin, for him this season. And it certainly has reared its ugly head on him here tonight as the infield comes in.
This will be his 28th pitch of the inning, so you'd have to imagine he's nearing the end of his line. The payoff pitch, and Suero a drive, deep left field, and welcome back to New York City, Mr. Suero. His first home run in the borough since he was a teenager, and the Cyclones have opened it up. A three-run shot makes it 6-2.
And it was a no-doubter. Suero got it middle-middle and made no mistake.
.102 off the bat, 372 feet, and that'll be all for Graham Fyrevet on this Thursday night. A couple of home runs for Brooklyn here in the fifth. A game-tying shot from De Los Santos. A three-run moonshot from the Bronx native Suero. We'll have the new arm coming in for Aberdeen after a quick break. 6-2 Cyclones on SNY.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday Night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now and secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
Not the appearance that Graham Fyrevet had in mind for himself. Brooklyn out in front 6-2 after Chris Suero's three-run blast. Now it's Davy Cruz's turn to try to limit the damage. All Brooklyn here in the bottom of the fifth, Justin.
I need a replay on Chris Suero's bat flip. Like, I need oxygen. As Christian Pregent takes up and away 1-0. Chris Suero had not played in New York City since he was 15 years old prior to rejoining the Brooklyn Cyclones here in 2024. As Pregent takes inside 2-0 from Davy Cruz. And Suero not only returns home with a bang, but he gets to do it so all of New York City can see as well. 2-0 pitch, and Pregent takes a strike 2-1. You know, Chris has been waiting a long time, nearly 5 years, for that moment. And you hope for the 20-year-old it lived up to exactly what he thought it would be. As Pregent takes outside 3-1. Final line for Fyrevet goes a third of an inning, 5 runs, 4 hits. No walks, a strikeout. The 3-1 from Cruz. Inside and low, ball 4, and Pregent's on with a walk.
Yes, so Fyrevet surrenders more home runs, 2, than Edgar Portes, Aberdeen starter, had issued all season. Only 1.
Well, it's not easy to hit the ball out to right here. A little bit easier towards the pull side. Parity is to left. And De Los Santos went the opposite field, and Suero hit one that may have hit a fan riding the tilt-a-whirl. Brings up lefty swinging. Correll Paz, who takes high 1-0. Paz, a couple of strikeouts tonight. Get you the numbers for the Southpaw Cruz in just a second. The 0-1. And Paz, a swing and a miss, a ball and a strike. Cruz making his 18th appearance. 1-1, a 4-1-2 ERA. Does have a couple of saves. 13 hits in 19 and two-thirds innings. Issued his 11th walk there to Pregent, 26 Ks. First appearance for him since Sunday. Hasn't thrown a full inning in over a week. The 0-2, and Paz swings and misses for strike 3. So Paz down on strikes, and at the second out of the fifth inning. And back to the top of the lineup, and Stanley Consuegra. Stanley, the ninth man to bat for the Cyclones here in the fifth. Brooklyn with 5 runs in so far in the frame. And the first pitch sails high, 1-0. Cruz, very young, just 20 years old, will not turn 21 until next February. Was the youngest player on Aberdeen's opening day roster and the eighth youngest player in the entire South Atlantic League on opening day. 1-0. And Consuegra takes down and in. Did not go on appeal, says Allen. 2 balls and no strikes. One on, two out. 2-0 on the Cyclones' all-time leader in home runs. The 2-0. There is a strike at the letters. 2-1 on Stanley. Consuegra's done a lot of work on his swing during the course of this season. He's changed up his stance a little bit, probably even from the last time we were on SNY 2 weeks ago. A bat now on his back shoulder. As Cruz takes up and away 3-1. Consuegra for the longest time would have his hands raised behind that glossy black helmet. Wave his hands back and forth. Now a little more stationary. With that bat rested on his shoulder. Here's the 3-1. And Cruz fires a strike. Inside corner, a full count.
Yeah, Stanley certainly had the bat speed to be able to get away with holding the bat so highly elevated. But talking to Gilbert Gomez, he said it's baseball. You know, constant tinkering and messing around with things. And For whatever reason, this is the approach now for Consuegra. A little different, resting that bat.
Payoff pitch, up and away, ball four, and Consuegra on for the second time. Walk allowed by Cruz, his second. And the Cyclones with two on and two out for the man who led off this inning with an opposite field home run, Jeffrey De Los Santos. That's Eduardo Nunez coaching at first base, Cyclones hitting coach. No, not that Eduardo Nunez that played for the Yankees. Eduardo playing in the Montreal Expos system back in the day. John Vaughn now acting manager in the third base coach's box as De Los Santos, a ground ball through the right side, a base hit. They're going to wave Pregent around. Here comes the throw. It's going to go towards third base, actually second base. Now a rundown between first and second for De Los Santos. And the tag applied as Jeffrey out of the base path to end the inning. But Jeffrey starts the inning with a solo shot that tied it and ends it with an RBI single that gives Brooklyn a five-run lead. We're through five on Coney Island, 7-2. Clones in front. You're watching Brooklyn Cyclones baseball right here on SNY.
At the radiology department.
I'm the patient relations supervisor.
Materials management department. I do what I do because I love it.
I love primary care. I love helping patients.
I love helping people.
What does Maimonides mean to the people of Brooklyn?
Maimonides means pride.
Maimonides means family.
The staff is family.
It's a great place to work.
This is my family.
My calling.
My mission.
My people.
My home.
My choice.
Maimonides.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
We love you for all you do for us, for keeping us warm and comfortable, for helping us work and play. We love every nook and cranny where we share stories, bubble baths, and Friday night dance parties. You take care of us. That's why we take care of you. For smart home and energy saving products, shop National Grid's Marketplace.
So Brooklyn puts up a sixth spot in the bottom of the fifth, and now on for his Cyclones debut, Jonathan Pintaro on a relief to take the baton from Edwin Diaz, Justin.
Well, Diaz leaves in line for the victory here tonight. Matthew Etzel, the first man to face Jonathan Pintaro, and his first pitch as a member of the Mets organization, a 93-mile-an-hour fastball away, 1-0. Not only is this Pintaro's Cyclones debut and Mets organizational debut, this is his affiliated baseball debut tonight. As this hit in the air to center, waiting now, drifting back is Morabito. It's over his head. He didn't read that ball well. And up against the base of the fence, Etzel breaks for second, on his way to third. The relay there, not in time. Second triple in as many innings for Aberdeen, as Etzel greets Pintaro to affiliated baseball rudely. His third three-base hit of the season.
Well, if you're Aberdeen, you got to start somewhere now, operating from down of five. And Etzel will certainly get it started. He has been the hot bat, second hit of the night, first for extra bases.
Brings up Creed Willems 0-2, and Pintaro's first pitch waved at and missed. And the count 0-1. Pintaro on Sunday was still pitching in Kalispell, Montana, for the Glacier Range Riders of the MLB partner Pioneer League. As Willems swings and misses 0-2, Pintaro was the starting pitcher that day for Glacier. And after the second inning, went back into the dugout and heard his manager, Paul Fletcher, telling somebody to get warm in the bullpen. And as a starter who felt fine, he was kind of perplexed. As Willems swings and misses strike three, got him on the off speed. first affiliated strikeout in the career of Jonathan Pintaro. And there's one away in the sixth inning.
Well, how about that for a response? Greeted rather rudely after the Edsel triple, bears down and gets a big punch out.
Three-pitch K as well for Pintaro. So one out for Carter Young, has struck out and flied out tonight. Switch hitter from the left-hand side. And he fouls the first pitch, fastball back 0-1. But yeah, his manager, Paul Fletcher, telling him you're getting removed because you're about to sign your first affiliated contract. The 0-1. This a line drive right field and over the glove of Tillian. And in a right center for a base hit. Edsel will score. It's an RBI single for Carter Young. And the Ironbirds get a run back at 7-3 on Young's 10th RBI of the year. So one on, one in, one out. And now Douglas Hodo, the third at the plate. As Pintaro comes home in the pitch outside, 1-0. Hodo, a couple of singles in this ballgame. Also has an RBI and a run score. Pintaro from the belt. A throwback to first, and Young dives back. But Pintaro said after the news broke that he was going to the New York Mets, said, honestly, I'm going to miss this place, talking about pitching in Montana. It's a great atmosphere to play in. Love playing there. As Hodo takes outside 2-0, but he said, getting picked up is the dream and always was. Now Pintaro can officially say he is an affiliated baseball player. The 2-0, and Hodo takes high 3-0. But Pintaro, just the second player in Glacier Range Riders history to have his contract purchased. Played college ball at Shorter University in Rome, Georgia, where the Emperors are in this league. The 3-0, a called strike 3-1. Still waiting to hear back, but I do believe he played college baseball with the voice of the Rome Emperors, Gavin Booker, who played college ball at Shorter. 3-1 at the knees, and the count full 3-2. But he's the first player to sign a major league contract out of Shorter University since it became an NCAA program. So history in a number of different ways for Pintaro. The payoff pitch. In there, strike three called. Second strikeout for Pintaro. This time on the 93-mile-an-hour fastball. Two out. Brings up Nick LaRusso's old Maryland teammate, Maxwell Costas. But Pintaro, no stranger to a couple of guys who have worn Cyclone uniforms. As Costas steps in, this a line drive to center waiting. Now going back, Morabito to make the catch over his shoulder to end the inning. But Pintaro played for the Frederick Keys in the MLB Draft League, a former Orioles affiliate. Two of his teammates out there, former Cyclone Jordan Gieber, and tomorrow's starting pitcher, Jonah Tong. We head to the sixth, bottom of the sixth, that is. 7-3 in favor of Brooklyn.
Attention Cyclone fans and furry friend enthusiasts. Get your paws ready for Bark in the Park Nights, presented by the Veterinary Emergency Group. Join us at Maimonides Park for a tail-wagging good time on five special Tuesdays, April 23rd, May 21st, June 18th, July 23rd, and September 3rd. For just $20, humans get a ticket to the game and a stylish Cyclones cap while your four-legged buddies enter for free. Enjoy the game from our main seating bowl, designed to offer the best views for our two-legged fans. Plus, don't miss the pregame pup parade around the field starting 45 minutes before the first pitch. Line up between sections 22 and 24 and strut your stuff. And that's not all. With each ticket purchased, you'll also receive a Cyclones doggy backpack, perfect for carrying treats, toys, and bags on your walks. This handy bag clips easily to a leash or human backpack, making it a must-have for every outing. So mark your calendars and join us for Bark in the Park Nights. Purchase your tickets today at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. Cyclones Baseball, where amazing starts here and every bark is part of the cheer.
Hi, this is Joshua Cornelli from Caracas, Venezuela, and you are listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Davy Cruz out for his first full inning of relief. And his first toss to Nick Morabito, up and away 1-0 alongside Johnny Gadamowicz. I'm Justin Rock. Happy to have you with us on this beautiful Thursday night. The parachute jumped down the right field line, illuminated in all its glory. As Morabito takes inside 2-0. 3-4-5 due up for Brooklyn after a five-run explosion. I should say a six-run explosion in the fifth. Took a 7-2 lead at the time as Morabito, a home run hack, comes up empty, and it's 2-1. It'll be Jonah Tong on SNY tomorrow. Top prospect on this Cyclones roster according to MLB Pipeline as Morabito takes low 3-1. He's reached on an error and a single tonight. But Jonah Tong will get the ball for the Cyclones tomorrow. Get a chance to see him do his thing on television as the 3-1 up and away. And Morabito on base again with a walk. Aberdeen will counter tomorrow with the left-hander Luis De Leon. Top pitching prospect on this Ironbird roster. So the top two pitching prospects for both Brooklyn and Aberdeen will square off against one another tomorrow. Johnny and I will be right here on SNY, 7 o'clock, 7:05 first pitch.
And if you have not seen Jonah Tong pitch as of yet, this is someone who you're going to want to make it a point to tune in to watch.
Especially in a pitcher-friendly environment like Maimonides Park as Nick LaRusso takes high.
He's also coming off one of his not strongest outings last week, so you can be sure Jonah is going to want to be on his A game and showcase some of his best stuff tomorrow night.
Cruz kicks the 1-0, and LaRusso takes up and away, 2 balls and no strikes. And one of the fun things about working with Jonah so far this year, and we'll talk more about it, I'm sure, tomorrow night as well, is he is just such a cerebral player, always tinkering, finding ways to try and get better. The 2-0. LaRusso swings through an elevated offering. 91 on the gun, 2 balls and a strike. Sometimes bring a baseball with him back to his apartment or the hotel if the team's on the road and just sort of toss a ball up in the air, make sure he's snapping off the breaking pitches the way he wants to. Throw over to first. And Morabito backstanding, but probably my favorite part of working with Jonah is honestly the same reason why I've enjoyed working with pretty much everybody on the Cyclones roster this year and last, is he's just an awesome young man. Great sense of humor, great awareness about himself. 2-1 pitch, high 3-1. The kind of guy, if you're a Mets fan, you're going to love rooting for. Not only tomorrow night on SNY, but as he continues to climb the ladder until he is hopefully in Flushing before long. One on, nobody out. 3-1. High ball 4, and back-to-back walks issued by Cruz. He has allowed 4 and 2/3 of an inning tonight.
Well, the last thing you want from an Aberdeen standpoint, I mean, just had a fifth inning where you allow a 6th spot. And the 6th, not necessarily faring much better for the Ironbirds. 2 batters, 2 walks for Cruz.
Well, if it wasn't a turf field, Jordy Henry would be wearing out a path between the third base dugout and the pitcher's mound. And didn't really expect that when you saw how Edgar Portes started this ball game. Brooklyn, since he has departed, have shoved their foot on the accelerator. And looking for more with two on and nobody out for Junior Tillian, who's already got a couple of hits tonight. And speaking of the Mets, taking a look around the organization here, the top of the 9 o'clock hour, of course, the Mets have off tonight and tomorrow, traveling to London to play in the third annual London Series matchup. That'll start on Saturday. Mets and Phillies, 1:10 Eastern time. Sean Manaea against Ranger Suarez. And I saw a nugget that Sean Manaea has been like the king of international games. Pitch to Tillian, a fastball on the inside corner. And the count 0-1. But Manaea started the opening game of the Mexico City Series last year for the Giants. And now getting to start the first game of the London Series in 2024 for the Mets. The 0-1, Tillian in the air, left field. Will it hang up for Bradfield? It will. As over to his left, makes the catch for the first out of the sixth inning. Hit it well, just hit it right at him. So 2-1, one out for Wilfredo Lara, Brooklyn leading 7-3. But AAA Syracuse right now playing a doubleheader against St. Paul. Twins affiliate. Lost game one, 5-3. Mike Brasso and Luke Ritter hit home runs. Lefty deals. That way high. Nice job by Willems to make the play. And avoid a wild pitch, 1-0. Lara been on base three times, a couple singles, and a hit by pitch. Right now, game two of that doubleheader in the top of the second. Syracuse a 4-1 lead. No Francisco Alvarez in the lineup tonight. As Lara takes low, 2-0. Well, Pablo Reyes, a three-run home run for Syracuse in game two. Mike Vassell, 2022 member of the Cyclones on the bump. The kick, the 2-0. And Lara now ahead, three balls and no strikes. Double A Binghamton, top of the sixth inning. Also battling an Orioles affiliate. They trail Bowie 5-0 right now. Tough start tonight for Tyler Stewart. Jordan Gieber has come on. The 3-0. Called strike, and Lara thought he had ball four. Will have to stay in there with a 3-1 count. Already eight members of this 2024 Cyclones team have been promoted to the Rumble Ponies in AA. 7-3 Brooklyn, the 3-1 to Lara. And a good slider has Lara off balance. Swing and a miss, a full count.
And make no mistake, that is not to say that the Cyclones have been left in a tough spot with all of those promotions. This is a team that continues to have that sort of next man up mentality. Okay, Brandon Sproat, Nolan McLean, Ryan Clifford all on to AA, and the likes of Nick Morabito, Nick LaRusso sliding in nicely.
3-2, runner in motion, and this sharply pulled foul. And the count still full at 3-2 on Lara. But single A, St. Lucie, a late rally, but they fell to Daytona. Reds affiliate 6-4. Jesus Baez, a name both Mets and Cyclone fans need to keep their eyes on, hit a home run today, his eighth of the year. Guy could be playing middle infield for the Cyclones before long. The payoff pitch, and Lara fouls it off his hands. And it remains a full count on the Brooklyn shortstop.
Well, ever since Edgar Portes has come out of this ballgame, and even the tail end of Portes's outing, these Brooklyn bats have done a real nice job making the Aberdeen arms really work, not swinging and missing at pitches out of the zone and not doing him any favors. And Lara, the latest installment in that conversation, trying to reach for the fourth time tonight already.
Another 3-2 coming. Look back at second. Here it is. And that skips off the plate ball for the third walk of the inning. Five walks allowed by Davey Cruz tonight in relief. And Brooklyn now has the bag saturated for a man who clubbed a three-run homer his last time up in the form of Chris Suero.
Yeah, in fact, taking a peek up and down the scorecard, all but one Brooklyn starter tonight has reached base safely. It has been one of those nights where it's just contagious for whatever reason.
And so far tonight, six of the nine have at least one base hit, I think. There's that pitch high to Suero. It is 1-0, but a lot of free passes since Portes departed. And the Cyclones looking to create further separation between them and their divisional foe. The 1-0 pitch. This all the way to the backstop. Chasing after it, Willems, but there will be no play. Wild pitch. Scoring Morabito. It's an 8-3 Cyclones lead. And it has been a struggle for Cruz to consistently throw strikes. Just 15 of his 37 pitches have been in the zone. And now the Ironbirds, without the potential of an inning-ending double play, will bring the infield in.
Yeah, just constant traffic on the base paths over the course of the past couple frames.
At the letters, the 2-0. And Suero thought about it. Well, it takes high. It's three balls and no strikes.
And for good reason. If you're Suero, no reason to swing. Make Cruz throw you a strike here with the way he's been so inaccurate over the course of the past couple batters.
LaRusso at third, Lara at second. A run already in for Brooklyn. And time called. And it's going to be a pitch clock violation on Cruz. And that is how he issues his sixth walk of the night. Sort of Murphy's Law kind of evening for Davey Cruz. Everything that can go wrong has gone wrong. And now Christian Pregent with the bases reloaded and one out. Right now, don't see a whole lot of throwing in Aberdeen's bullpen. And you wonder if Felipe Rojas Jr. is throwing Davey Cruz to the wolves here.
All right, so how do you write that one on the scorecard?
Brings up Christian Pregent. Inside and low, 1-0.
Pitch clock violation, strikeout. It's easy to sort of write that sideways K. Sideways B, not as easy. I might give it a shot, see how it comes out.
Well, you can't go opposite. You know, send the runner to third base to start. Never know what you're going to see at a ballpark on a given day. Sometimes it's a no-hitter and time called, and this could be another pitch clock violation on Cruz. And you have to imagine at this point this all mental as you see him shaking his head back and forth. Honestly surprised the catcher, Willems, or no one or anyone from the infield hasn't come in to have a conversation with Cruz just to try and get his mind right. Or at least attempt to. The 2-0. High 3-0 on Pregent, and Cruz in danger of walking in another run.
Seven straight balls if you include the pitch clock violation walk.
And Harry Doyle, the movie Major League, nowhere in sight. The 3-0. Low ball 4, and Brooklyn takes a 9-3 lead. A bases loaded walk to Christian Pregent. Makes it a 6-run game. And Felipe Rojas Jr. out of the third base dugout. But instead of walking towards the pitcher's mound, he's walking towards the home plate umpire. I'm not sure if this is a discussion about the calls of balls and strikes from Connor Kroll or whether or not Rojas Jr. is bringing maybe a position player into pitch. I'm not sure. We'll try and figure this out when we come back. Brooklyn, a 6-run lead. It's 9-3. Bases loaded, one out, looking for more. You're watching Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball on SNY.
Mm-hmm.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday Night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now and secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
Well, the new arm in the game for Aberdeen. It is indeed a position player. Get this, it's Randy Florentino, who threw 3 1/3 scoreless last time.
This on the ground at first, fielded there by the first baseman Costas. They throw to second for the force. There was no one over to cover first base, so they try and throw to third and can't get it out there. Scoring from third, Lara. It's an RBI for Karel Paz and a 10-3 Cyclones lead. Well, I have to say, job well done there from Florentino. He got the out. And now runners at the corners for the top of the lineup in Stanley Kinswiger. This might be the earliest I have ever seen a position player come in to pitch. As Kinswiger takes outside 1-0. Not only that, I want to say this is the first time I've seen a position player come in to pitch in a game the Cyclones are playing in since we took over for our good friend Keith Rad the start of last year. Stanley Kinswiger takes a strike. That time from Florentino, a brisk 70-some-odd miles an hour. Florentino's 1-1. Kinswiger in the air to right, racing towards the line. Hodo, he won't get there. Down for a base hit. Scoring is Suero. First to third goes Paz. Another RBI for the Cyclones' all-time leader in that category. 11-3 in favor of the Cyclones.
This is something. We thought it was contagious earlier. How about the production we're seeing from these bats? Even if it is against a position player, you'll take it all the same. And I'm sure Gilbert Gomez, watching from the locker room, is grinning ear to ear right now.
I mean, the happiest a manager has ever been watching a game in the clubhouse after being tossed, as De Los Santos takes inside 1-0. Over Florentino, as this hit in the air down the line and left out of play, 1-1. First time he's pitched this year for Aberdeen. As that one inside, two balls and a strike on De Los Santos. Actually, I stand corrected. It's the second time he's pitched this year for Aberdeen.
And 3 1/3 scoreless.
What in the world? That pitch high, 3-1. What happened that night that he needed to throw 3 1/3 innings against Jersey Shore? It was an 11-1 loss. Jersey Shore scored 10 runs in the sixth as De Los Santos all the way, taking a strike, 3-2. Went 3 1/3 innings, no runs, three hits, a walk, and a strikeout. Payoff pitch, and De Los Santos takes a cold strike three. Randy Florentino, his second strikeout of the year. And Brooklyn strands two in the sixth, but not before the Cyclones add four more runs. They've scored 10 runs on six hits in the last two innings. We head to the seventh, 11-3 Brooklyn. You're watching Cyclones baseball on SNY.
On Saturday, June 22nd, come help us celebrate Margaritaville Night at the ballpark. Come enjoy a cheeseburger or a hot dog in paradise when the Cyclones host the Blue Claws. The first 1,500 fans will take home a custom-made Cyclones Hawaiian shirt. And you can take home a special tiki mug with our exclusive ticket package. And if that's not enough, celebrate by enjoying our all-you-can-drink offer. 2 hours of beer, wine, seltzers, and more. Plus, receive that limited edition tiki mug. For more info and to purchase your tickets, visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Well, he picked up a strikeout on the mound to end the sixth, and now he leads off at the plate to start the seventh. Randy Florentino to face Jonathan Pintaro and to take over the play-by-play. Here's Johnny Gaudamowicz.
Yeah, we call that a renaissance man. A man of many talents is Randy Florentino as he stands in his Iron Birds trailing the Cyclones 11-3, and he whiffs and misses on the offering from Pintaro, nothing and a two. So Aberdeen's got some real work to do here. The good news for them is there's still plenty of time. It's only the top of the seventh. They've got 9 outs to work with, but it is an uphill battle, trailing 11-3.
And with a, what I have to imagine, nobody left in the bullpen.
One ball and two strikes on Florentino. There is still 3 games remaining in this series. So all sorts of interesting questions and conversations as far as how Aberdeen will proceed as this 1-2 served foul. We're right back at it tomorrow night on SNY and then Saturday night followed by Sunday day to finish it up.
And it's interesting because Aberdeen's added a couple of pitchers in the last 24 to 36 hours. Michael Forrett from Aberdeen, or rather from Delmarva.
1-2, popped in the air, third base side, ranging over Jeffrey De Los Santos, makes the one-handed snag for out number one.
And they added Cody Scroggins, I believe his name, signed him as a minor league free agent earlier today.
Yeah, Scroggins just added, so
it could make sense him not being available.
But right.
I know Forrett has been predominantly a starter this year in the Carolina League, but deciding to go with the catcher to pitch instead.
Enrique Bradfield takes low, ball one. Well, Brooklyn will take it either way. Already operating with the luxury of an 8-run lead. 11 runs on 10 hits. Pintaro behind, 1-0 to Bradfield, the leadoff man, who watches it go by. 2 balls and no strikes. Frustrating night for Enrique, as has been the case for a lot of these Iron Bird bats. He's 0-for-3, a pair of strikeouts. Pintaro in his affiliated debut, 2-0, chopped on the ground, deep in the hole. Lara, the shortstop, on a backhand, not in time. Well, there's those wheels from Enrique Bradfield, putting him to full effect, and it is a one-out base runner for Aberdeen here in the top of the seventh.
Yeah, Bradfield can fly, which makes that play by both Lara and Suero all the more impressive. The fact that it was even remotely close. At the first base bag, another great stretch from Chris. And again, Lara, a great arm at short.
Now Tavian Josenberger, who takes inside ball one. Josenberger has had a nice night, even if he hasn't done anything else. A triple off of Edwin Diaz. Not a bad thing to add to your list of accomplishments. He's also walked once tonight as well. Switch hitter, batting left. And takes this 1-0 offering for a strike. It's 1-1 as you
can probably tell by now, it is pitch black. These lights fully illuminating the field down below. These two squads did play a 2 hour and 50 minute game yesterday, which for Cyclone standards this year is on the longer side. This one pounded on the ground. First baseway, Suero steps on the bag and throws to second for an inning ending 3-6 double play. How about Jonathan Pintaro and his Mets organizational debut? 11-3 Brooklyn, stretch time on Coney Island. We'll be right back.
What's Brian Kenny thinking about? Traditional stats?
Teams are not stealing enough. If I'm running a major league team, I'm starting to track me.
Advanced metrics?
I've given up on trying to get rid of batting averages. No beating it.
The impact of rule changes?
Pitch timer violations have been scarce.
One thing's for sure, he's thinking about baseball, and he's fired up for 2024.
These are the standards by which major leaguers are measured.
Watch the show for the thinking fan. MLB Now, weekdays at 12 Eastern on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number.
Calling all witches, wizards, and muggles on Coney Island. This Saturday, July 27th, it's Harry Potter Night with the Cyclones. Prepare to step into a world where the magic of baseball meets the enchantment of Harry Potter. Show your house pride and be one of the first 1,500 fans through the gates and receive an exclusive jersey representing Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin. Elevate your experience with our Baseball You Can Drink package for just $65 and receive a special Cyclones Hogwarts Stein, perfect for toasting to a victory. Or guarantee your Harry Potter jersey with the $32 package, ensuring you won't miss out on this magical night. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX to secure your tickets now. Have your wands at the ready, because amazing starts here.
Not that Brooklyn needs a ton of insurance. It's 11-3 Cyclones as we go to the home seventh. But Brooklyn can add some more here against Randy Florentino, a catcher on the mound. Florentino misses with his first two. Two balls, no strikes. It is 3-4-5 for the Cyclones. Morabito, LaRusso, and Tillian. Plenty capable of doing some damage against the position player who has come on in relief after Davy Cruz walked seven. One inning of work. Cruz with more than twice as many walks as outs that he picked up. 3-2 to Morabito after he fouls it back. It's been that kind of night for Aberdeen. Florentino making his second career pitching appearance. First one came about a week and a half ago when he went 3 1/3 scoreless. Morabito on the ground, Horvath in, vacuums it up, up with it and across the diamond for out number one.
I don't know if you caught that, but the shortstop, Carter Young, foe threw a ball to first base behind Horvath on that play. I don't know if it was going to throw off Max Costas at first base or not.
Just getting the footwork and the rep in as the first pitch to Nick LaRusso cut on and missed. 0-1. Nick looked like he went up there hacking, and you can't blame him.
You know he did.
Nick, who has enjoyed quite the season in Brooklyn so far. 2023 Mets draftee out of Maryland. Gets an Ephus for a strike.
What did that come in at?
45 miles an hour. There's batting practice, and then there's that.
That's a Justin Rock pitch.
0-2, fouled back. That read at 85. 40-mile-an-hour difference. Talk about keeping Nick LaRusso on his toes. Randy Florentino might be onto something here. Let's see what he does, 0-2. Swing and a ground ball through on the left side, and LaRusso is aboard safely.
Well, I guess if you take a 45-mile-an-hour strike, you have to try and find a way to come through with a base hit in the at-bat. And I think that was Nick's goal, and indeed he does.
Second time Nick has reached safely tonight, his first hit.
Now Junior Tillian. One ball and no strikes. Again, we told you earlier, Jonah Tong expected to toe the slab for Brooklyn tomorrow. Tillian cranks this one to dead center field. Edsel moving backwards. He's got some space, and in front of the warning track, tracks it down to make the play. A 4-12 to dead center. A little too deep for Junior Tillian to think about depositing that one beyond the fence. And a very loud out number two. But Tong has been a real bright spot in this Brooklyn rotation ever since joining the Cyclones at the high A level. Had not allowed an earned run when he was promoted to high A Brooklyn through his first handful of appearances with St. Lucie. Wilfredo Lara hacks it foul. First base way. And it is 1-1. If you're just joining us, Brooklyn a sixth spot in the bottom of the fifth. Followed it up with four more in the home sixth. 1-1 from Florentino. Look out. Did it hit him? It did. They'll say graze the pant leg of Wilfredo Lara, who finds himself on base for the fifth time tonight. Second time he's been plunked.
And so, worth noting, I just went into the MLB research portal. Trying to do a little reconnaissance work. That the first seven-walk game for a pitcher in the South Atlantic League in almost a full calendar year.
Safe to say it does not happen very often.
But on the bright spot.
This one hit well to dead center. Edso barely has to move and reaches up to make the play.
Well, they call a balk.
Looks like the umpires are signaling something, having a conversation with Florentino, who's saying, really? Come on, man.
Yeah, no, I think they called a balk there. So LaRusso to third, Lara to second, and instead of the inning coming to a close, it's still a 1-0 count on Suero.
How about that? Can't do the position player pitcher any favors. Here's the pitch. Fouled away.
But if you're looking for a bright spot, if you're Davey Cruz, other pitchers in South Atlantic League history that have walked seven or more in a game, Tyler Glasnow and Brad Hand, a couple of guys who made it to the big leagues.
Yeah, not bad company to be in, all things considered. 2-1, the count on Suero. Brooklyn's six-run bottom of the fifth. First time this season, Cyclones have plated exactly six in an inning. They have had 2 7-run frames. As Suero laces this one into the left center field gap over the glove of Bradfield. Suero chugging in for second. He's in standing. Two more runs home. Chris Suero continues his strong night, making five ribbies now for him. And Brooklyn pushes its lead that much further.
And this is a night to remember for the Cyclones, and what a turnaround. Couple Thursdays ago, lost 16-3, now a 13-3 lead.
And five ribbies for Suero as Bregin fouls it back. So how about that for Florentino? That's got to be frustrating. Thought he was out of the inning. Balk called. And a couple of pitches later, Suero a two-run double. Now Bregin goes the other way. Suero gets the stop sign at third, so he'll park there. And it puts men on the corners. There are two outs, so Florentino, oh so close, just can't quite put the finishing touches on this home seventh.
This has literally been a Murphy's Law kind of night for Aberdeen.
Carell Paz takes a first pitch outside 1-0. One of those nights where the scorecard is not too pretty. I'll be the first to tell you. 1-0. Paz hits it on the ground. Second baseman Josenberger lofts it over to first to retire the side, but not before Brooklyn puts up a couple of more. It's a double-digit lead, 13-3. Football score, Aberdeen trailing by a touchdown and a field goal. Let's go to the eighth. You're watching Brooklyn Cyclones baseball on SNY.
We got breaking news.
Wall-to-wall breaking news.
It's that time of year.
The Dodgers get Machado.
Your teams make their move.
We are the epicenter of the trade deadline.
To postseason glory.
I love what San Diego's doing here.
Juan Soto, first time in a Padres uniform.
But this deadline waits for no one.
They're the best offense.
Who's going to get Ohtani?
We're watching.
It makes them a competitive lineup.
You heard it here first.
Oh, my.
The 2023 MLB Trade Deadline Special, August 1st on MLB Network.
Calling all hot dog lovers, come join us at Maimonides Park on Wednesday, July 3rd, when the Cyclones will suit up as the Coney Island Franks. Just one day before the annual Nathan's Famous hot dog eating contest, the first 1,500 fans to enter the ballpark will receive a Joey Chestnut bobblehead giveaway. There are also special guaranteed ticket offers to ensure you'll get to take home a bobblehead of the hot dog king of Coney Island. For tickets and more info, make sure to log on to BrooklynCyclones.com. Time the Cyclones were on the SNY airwaves, it was a 16-3 defeat at the hands of the Hudson Valley Renegades. Safe to say, Brooklyn remembered that. Now they're up 10 on Aberdeen as we go to the eighth, and to take us home with the play-by-play the rest of the way, here's Justin Rock.
Amazing what can change in a couple of weeks. Matt Horvath to lead off against Jonathan Pintaro in the first pitch outside 1-0. Yeah, 16-3 loss. Two Thursdays ago, a 13-3 lead here tonight. Still at least one more trip to the plate in the bottom of the inning. As Horvath takes low, 2-0. Horvath 0-3 tonight. One of the Orioles' top 30 prospects. Second round pick last year. Number 16 prospect by Baseball America. 2-0 off the hands into the seats. 2-1 on Horvath. And this is a long time coming for Brooklyn, because when we got downstairs after the first SNY game, the 2-1 swings through a slider, 2-2. We were told from assistant general manager, our boss, Billy Harner, that that had been a trend for years on SNY. The 2-1 down and away, a full count. But apparently coming into tonight, Brooklyn was something like 2-7 in their last nine games on SNY, been outscored about 60-33. The Cyclones chipping away at that margin by plenty tonight, as Pintaro misses inside and a leadoff walk to Horvath in the eighth. So one on and nobody out in the eighth inning for Matthew Etzel's. Had himself a nice game, a single and a triple. Scored the only run against Pintaro back in the sixth inning. Works from the stretch, the righty fires, and this hit on the ground, a second could be two. Tillian to Lara for one, back to first, not in time. Etzel beat it out. And credit to Matthew Etzel, a 10-run game in the eighth inning. Still hustling down the line like it's a 1-1 contest.
Despite the fact that Brooklyn has put up 13, which does tie a season high as far as runs scored for the Cyclones in a game this season, and we're not quite done just yet.
Yeah, last 13-run outing back on April the 24th against Wilmington. Creed Willems with one on and one out, and he takes up and away 1-0. Willems 0-3 in this ball game. Couple of strikeouts. Orioles number 29 prospect by MLB Pipeline. 1-0 and a foul ball off the catcher, Pregent. Talk about a guy who has taken a lot of bumps and bruises this year. Missed about 12 days after getting a foul ball right above the knee. on the road in Rome. In addition to a bevy of foul balls off the mask and body throughout the season. The 1-1, and Willems tried to stop himself but couldn't. Swing and a miss created by Pintaro, 1-2. Talk about two-way players. Honestly, the interesting thing with Aberdeen throwing Randy Florentino tonight is there is a guy in their bullpen, at least roster-wise, that has major league experience inside and low 2-2, but not as a pitcher, as a position player. Ronald Guzman, you may remember him from the Texas Rangers, also had a brief cup of coffee with the Yankees in 2022. Now trying to make it as a pitcher with Aberdeen in their bullpen. But obviously not available tonight. The 2-2 pitch slapped foul into the third base seats. But Willems, when he was playing his high school ball at Aledo High School in Texas, he's committed to be a two-way player at TCU. The guy hit a 92-93 on the mound as an amateur at a promising slider. Two-two. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Got him on the off speed. Down and away. Another strikeout for Pintaro. His third. And one on, two out in the eighth inning for Carter Young.
Yeah, how about Pintaro giving Brooklyn some length here as well? Over two frames of work up until this point, and he's looked sharp in his debut.
Guy that has been highly regarded everywhere he has been. As Carter Young fouls it away, 0-1. Pintaro, as we mentioned, played his college ball shorter at University in Georgia. Old college head coach Wes Timmons saying when the lights came on, there were not many better than Jonathan Pintaro. As Young takes down and away, 1-1, he added, you just don't find many like him these days. And he added, God bless the Mets for giving him the opportunity to compete at the highest level. It's the 1-1 outside, 2-1. That's a guy that made a mighty big impact, not only on his college coach, and I guess if he made that kind of impact on his head coach, that's the kind of impact that trickles down throughout the coaching staff and the rest of the team. 2-1, broken back ground ball right side. Nice scoop by Tillian to his left, and from the outfield turf, throws on Asuero, side, retired. No runs, no hits, one man left on a walk at the end of 7.5. Brooklyn firmly in control, 13-3. Looking for more as we head to the bottom of the eighth. You're watching on SNY.
Each Sunday, elevate your game day on Coney Island with the Cyclone Sunday Brunch Package. Picture yourself enjoying the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with panoramic sights of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island's iconic amusements, the stunning Lower Manhattan skyline, and more. Begin your experience 30 minutes before the first pitch with 2 hours of exquisite brunch service. Dive into a delicious menu featuring fresh fruit and yogurt parfaits, Nathan's hot dog sliders, our chef's table brunch selection, and unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, Bellini seltzers, plus coffee and soda. Your ticket not only grants access to this rooftop haven, but also includes a Cyclone souvenir cap, all for just $60, or choose the $42 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. But hurry, pricing for our brunches will increase 9 days before the event. So secure your spot now at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. So come to Maimonides Park for baseball and bloodies, an amazing Sunday brunch experience.
New arm in the game for Aberdeen. It is yet another position player. Maxwell Costas toeing the slab. Randy Florentino takes his spot at first base.
Well, this game has officially seen a little bit of everything. Stanley Consuegra fouls it back. And Edwin Diaz, rehab appearance. Two position players pitching a six-run inning. Feels like a Stefan guest appearance on Weekend Update. Consuegra fouls it back 0-2. Need to get at least four batters up in the inning so Costas can face his old college teammate Nick LaRusso as Consuegra fouls it out of play. It's snowballs and two strikes. Costas, this is the second time in as many series in which Costas has pitched. As Consuegra drives one in the air to left, a rising line drive that's off the very top of the wall in left. And so that will be the longest single you ever did see, as Stanley will stay put at first base as that one just barely did not have enough height to get over the fence. A 107-mile-an-hour ball nearly went through the fence.
Fourth time on base tonight for Mr. Consuegra. Base hits and back-to-back plate appearances for him.
Brings up Jeffrey De Los Santos, who is 3-for-5, takes a strike. De Los Santos, two RBIs tonight. Matt outside, 1-1. Costas, the right-hander, fires home. And this fouled back, 1-2. Righty at the letter is the 1-2 pitch, and De Los Santos able to grab a piece and stay alive. Costas, third pitching appearance of the year. My word. He's fouled away. Still 1-2. Costas, through two-thirds of an inning, five pitches. That was on a Friday night against Hudson Valley. It's a young fan comes away with the souvenir. 1-2, hit on the ground, right side. Could be two. On to second for one relay. Back to first, double play. And so just like that, there are two out. First double play induced by Costas. Brings up Nick Morabito. I'm sure Nick LaRusso dying to get into the batter's box. His old Maryland teammate on the mound, but Costas also through two innings gave up a run on two hits on the 24th of May against Jersey Shore. So it's something about this day of the week. Morabito can't connect 0-1. Down and away, 1-1 now. But Costas has pitched each of the last two Fridays and now this Thursday. Something about those third and fourth games of the week. Fouled off the wrists, it is 1-2. Looking ahead to the top of the ninth inning, bottom third of the lineup due up for Aberdeen. Brooklyn up 13-3. This hit on the ground right side. Two is left. Making the play is Josenberger, and Nick LaRusso will have to wait till maybe later in the week, maybe later in the season, to get an opportunity to hit against his old Terp teammate, Maxwell Costas. He faces the minimum in the inning. No runs, a hit, nobody left. To the ninth we go. Brooklyn trying to close out a victory. They lead it 13-3. You're watching Brooklyn Cyclones baseball on SNY.
Performance.
He is locked in.
Passion.
There's nobody more important than him.
Teamwork.
Working together is key.
Get inside the game with MLB Tonight.
It is a big one.
Bringing you breakdowns, highlights, and live look-ins to the big moments as they happen.
That was the MVP of the game right there.
MLB Tonight. Inside the game all season long. Only on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number and schedule.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now and secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
To the ninth inning here on SNY. Justin Rock with you alongside Johnny Gadamowicz. Brooklyn, a 13-3 lead over the Ironbirds, trying to close out their second win in three games this week, as the first pitch to Douglas Hodo, the third, taken high 1-0. Before we sign off tonight, we'll mention them in our close as well, as the pitch down and away 2-0. But a big shout out to Jamal Clark, Chris Rogers, Ricky Viola, our great camera operators, Harmony also behind the scenes doing an amazing job helping bring everything to you on the Cyclones Radio Network, but more importantly here on SNY. On this Thursday night, we'll be back with you tomorrow. Same crew, same time, same place, as the pitch up and in to Hodo. And he walks on four pitches to start the ninth inning. Looking around the South Atlantic League, good news right now for Brooklyn. Although it's really mixed news at this point, because they're tied for second with them. But Jersey Shore, a 5-1 lead on Greensboro in the bottom of the ninth inning. So if that score holds, Brooklyn will move 2.5 games out of first place with 12 games left in the first half. As now the pitcher, Maxwell Costas, foul tip into the glove of Pregent, 0-1. Costas 0-3 tonight. The 0-1. That dribbled in front of the plate. Picked up on the dirt by Pregent. He'll throw softly on to first to get the out. As advancing 90 feet to scoring position is Hodo.
Yeah, so the two teams that are sort of right there with Brooklyn at the top of the division, Greensboro and Jersey Shore, playing one another, as you mentioned this week, Justin. So obviously you don't really want anybody to run away with that series. A split would be ideal. Sort of keep everybody in the same conversation and allow Brooklyn to make a run at it next week.
This slapped on the ground through the hole between third and short for a base hit. They'll hold Hodo at third. First hit of the night for Randy Florentino. And the Ironbirds with runners at the corners, one out. For Enrique Bradfield Jr., 1-for-4 with a base hit. No action in the Brooklyn bullpen. This about to be Pintaro's 50th pitch. But a guy who was working a starter's workload in the Frontier League, able to withstand that. Righty's first pitch. Bradfield hops out of the way, 1-0. Pintaro had a 4.4 ERA in three starts this year for Glacier. Prior to signing with the Mets, had one walk allowed and struck out 23. A 1-0. And Bradfield fouls it straight back, 1-1.
Got to be a cool opportunity for him, too, on the night where he does indeed make his affiliated ball debut. He's got Edwin Diaz in the house. Told you off the top of the broadcast what a tremendous opportunity it is, obviously, for any time a big leaguer is here doing some rehab work for not even just the players, but coaches, too.
This one pulled just foul up the first base line. Just a hair or two to the right of the first base pillow. So 1-2 now on Bradfield.
Diaz was certainly in high spirits pregame in the locker room, hanging out, chatting it up with the guys, which is really what you love to see. Everyone embracing him with open arms, and that feeling most certainly being mutual on Edwin's part.
And we saw that throughout the early portion of this week with Francisco Alvarez. 1-2, breaking ball line, foul up the line. Still 1-2. Bradfield broke his bat. So back to the dugout to grab a new piece of lumber. Victor Castaneda starting to throw in the Brooklyn bullpen. Place in case they decide to stop Pintaro's effort tonight due to pitch count. Men at the corner is one down. The 1-2 pitch coming to Bradfield. Down and in, 2-2. It'll be Jonah Tong against Luis De Leon tomorrow. Fireworks postgame. First 1,000 fans through the gates will get a T-shirt giveaway tomorrow. 2-2. Hit on the ground, right back to the mound. Could do it. On to second for one. Back to first from Lara. In time, double play. And you can celebrate a Cyclones victory. Well, you mentioned Jonathan Pintaro coming on in relief of Edwin Diaz. It is Pintaro picking up the save for Edwin Diaz tonight. Your final score, the Brooklyn Cyclones 13. And the Aberdeen Ironbirds 3, Edwin Diaz making a Major League rehab appearance tonight for Brooklyn, picks up the win in support of Brooklyn's starter and reliever Felipe De La Cruz and Joey Lancelotti. Brooklyn erasing a 2-0 deficit through 3.5 to walk away with a double-digit 13-3 win here tonight on SNY. Nothing like a happy recap, as the late great Bob Murphy would say. We'll have that happy recap for you after we take a quick break. The Cyclones bludgeon Aberdeen tonight, 13-3, your final. We'll be back with more after these words on SNY. The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Welcome back here on SNY, high atop Maimonides Park alongside Johnny Gadamowicz. I'm Justin Rock, so glad to have you with us. This time for a victory as the Cyclones beat up on Aberdeen tonight by a final of 13-3. Johnny, this game decided by a 6-run fifth inning, a 4-run sixth inning, and the Cyclones run away with this one. What an effort tonight by Brooklyn after Gilbert Gomez, the manager, got ejected in the early innings.
All but one Brooklyn starter with at least one base hit. Chris Suero has a 5 RBI night, including a very loud 3-run home run that got this crowd rocking on this Thursday night. You combine that with the fact that, oh yeah, Edwin Diaz was in the house, and he didn't really get roughed up whatsoever. Only blemish on his line was a triple that he allowed, but the run not home to score, struck out a pair, got as high up as 98 on the radar gun. So Diaz working his way back to the big leagues, and this Cyclone squad picking up really an important win. You hope now, obviously, from a Brooklyn standpoint, this can sort of set the tone and carry that momentum into the weekend, and we'll be right back here tomorrow night as Brooklyn tries to make it 2 straight.
Yeah, Jersey Shore does come away with the win tonight on the road against Greensboro. So Brooklyn 2.5 back out of first place with 12 games left to play in the 2024 South Atlantic League first half. And Johnny, you talked a little bit about the pitching tonight, especially to finish Edwin Diaz, Jonathan Pintar. tomorrow. But how about the hitting tonight? Jeffrey De Los Santos, we talked a lot about him on the pregame show, both in the stadium and right here on SNY. But a three-hit night, another home run. He is catching fire at the perfect time for Brooklyn as they make this playoff push.
And you rewind a couple weeks ago, this was someone who kind of slotted in more of the 7-8 spot in the lineup, not one of the bigger contributors. How about the past couple weeks Jeffrey has had? Rewarded for it tonight, hitting second in the Brooklyn lineup and making Gilbert Gomez look very smart for making that call as he enjoys yet another very nice night. And on the pitching side, you mentioned it. How about Jonathan Pintaro? Pro ball debut, affiliated ball debut for Pintaro. He goes four innings of one-run ball, giving Brooklyn some really good length out of the bullpen. You talk about the weekend and sort of the games ahead as we close up shop with this series. Aberdeen threw some position players tonight. Brooklyn, on the other hand, they've got a well-rested bullpen thanks in large part to four strong from Pintaro.
Yeah, we mentioned it earlier. It feels like it was an SNL Stefan sketch. On Weekend Update, you had Edwin Diaz on the mound. Two different position players pitched a six-run inning. The game had a little bit of everything here tonight, but looking ahead to tomorrow, Johnny will be right back here on SNY for you. Jonah Tong against Luis De Leon, the top pitching prospects for both the Ironbirds and the Cyclones squaring off against one another. We've talked a lot about Jonah so far this year. Finally a chance on TV for Cyclone and Met fans to see him live and in person.
Yeah, had not allowed an earned run in the Florida State League through his first handful of appearances before getting the call up to the high A level. Led the Florida State League in IVB, induced vertical break on his fastball. So not only can he dial it up to mid to upper 90s, he's got plenty of ride on it too. His stuff most certainly plays. And now he'll try to continue this trend of Brooklyn playing lights out here at home, particularly from a pitching standpoint, an opportunity to do just that against a pretty good arm in Aberdeen's right as well.
With the win tonight, Brooklyn now 18-9 at home and four games over 500 on the season. We'll be right back here on SNY tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. Our coverage starts 7:05, the first pitch. A big thank you, Jamal Clark, Ricky Viola, Chris Rogers, our amazing cameraman, Harmony back behind the scenes as well for helping make this broadcast such a rousing success tonight. And as well as always, a big thank you to my partner, Johnny Gadamowicz, doing a fantastic job as always. We thank you for joining us. Again, your final score tonight, the Brooklyn Cyclones 13 and the Aberdeen Ironbirds 3. And if you missed all the fun here tonight, just joining us late, don't need to worry. We'll be right back here tomorrow on SNY, 7 o'clock with a 7:05 first pitch, Jonah Tong against Luis De Leon. So for Johnny, I'm Justin Roxing. So long. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday night. Again, your final score, the Brooklyn Cyclones 13, the Aberdeen Ironbirds 3. We'll talk to you tomorrow right here from Coney Island.
All right.
Baseball is a production of the Cyclones Radio Network in conjunction with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Brooklyn Cyclones or Minor League Baseball. This is the Cyclones Radio Network.